Let me introduce you to these fellows to the north. One name is Addy, the other is Mo. Addy's a dick and Mo's just fat. Remember that, these fellows to the north. They're gonna talk wrestling. They're gonna make some jokes. Remember, Addy's a dick, Mo's just fat. Addy's a dick and Mo's just fat. Let's talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling.
Hey yo, and here we go with another edition of We Talk Wrestling with Addy and Mo. Hey yo, I'm Addy.
We've been having a lot of fun off air here, and I'm Mo.
Yes. Yes, you are.
Yep.
How you doing, Mo?
We've been having a lot of fun off air here.
We have. We really have. You want me to tell them why?
Nope.
Okay.
You better not. They'll stop listening.
Oh, yeah. We are here to talk some wrestling.
Wrestling?
Wrestling. Hmm. Yeah. Is there anything to talk about?
Nope.
Okay.
So I have a...
In the meantime. In between time. Well, what do you think there's this show that's coming up?
This is recorded on a Sunday, so by the time this show airs... Or this show will be, this will be next Sunday. Will be the,
1 week
we'll
away.
Next time we're on air because we'll be talking about what we just watched.
Yes.
And it'll be a special event.
It will be a special televised network event.
It's called, Backlash.
Backlash. And this year, Backlash has been taken
to the extreme.
Really? Oh yeah. Because, let's start off with this extreme match. The VOD Villains against the New Day.
Mm.
This match, of course, because it's extreme, because it's for the tag team titles.
Uh-huh.
And the VOD Villains are extremely not ready to be on the main roster.
Well, they're ready. They're just extremely never going to get over.
That's true.
I mean, they're not going to get any better, so they're ready. I mean, they're not bad. They're just never going to get over it. They're
never going to get it. Never going to get it. Never going to get it. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Woo!
Yeah. Now it's time for a breakdown.
Break it down?
Break it down.
So is there no stip to it, though? Is there no actually stip?
Well, there is a stip. There is a stip. Tag team rules are in effect.
Oh! Yes. So it's the greatest gimmick match of all time.
This is
the tag team match.
The tag team match. This one, actually, for the tag team titles.
Yeah. So New Day's held this thing. Haven't they held this thing now for close to a year since last time they lost it?
Maybe. When did they win it?
Well, they won it after WrestleMania. And then...
What?
Last year they won it after WrestleMania, right?
Oh,
and
well.
No. They lost it for a little while, and then they regained it somewhere around SummerSlam, I guess, probably. So, closing in on a year.
Yeah, that's right. So, because, they lose it to, like, the primetime players.
Something
a
stupid
year
like
ago.
That, yeah.
Who won the...
That's who it was, yeah.
Yeah. Fuck me. Well, so that's a great match. The next
That is what Darren Young said, though.
The next one, hugely extreme match. For the Intercontinental title.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fucking fatal four-way.
Mm-hmm.
With Sami Zayn.
Sami Zayn.
And as Jerry Lawler put it, Sami Zayn with his stupid hat.
Yes.
Kevin Owens.
Mm-hmm. With his stupid belly.
Cesaro. And what makes this match extreme?
With his stupid music.
The extreme cock-sucking motherfucker. The Miz.
With the stupid everything.
Yes.
Except for Maryse.
Well, no. French-Canadian.
Oh, she looks great.
Stupid, though.
Yeah. True. But see? Nice. Have you seen her teeth?
Hmm? Who?
Oh, they're nice.
Are they? Just,
oh, they're nice. They're the nicest teeth I've ever come across.
Hmm. Yeah. Nice set of teeth. So, yeah.
So, anyways.
So, basically, if anybody but The Miz wins this, it's good.
Basically. The guy who needs to win it is Cesaro, because the guy who would, like...
Yeah.
Like, Cesaro, if he comes back and he doesn't have the next feud, right? Like, I think Zayn and Owens are still going to be paired together for a while.
Ever?
Probably forever. They're going to have that feud that's just going to last years. It's going to be that.
Awesome.
I hope so.
Yeah.
But they're going to be paired together for a while. So, I mean, Cesaro, if he doesn't win it, then he's the one who looks like a chump because he's the guy who came back and he doesn't have that next thing to go with. So this gives him something to go with. So you should put the belt on Cesaro here. And Zayn, you noticed this last Monday, that Miz, by the way, gotten much better. His ring work looks finally added a mean streak. That figure four he put on where he like hooked his arm around his back with Zayn's leg was awesome. But so he's improved a lot. It's too bad that he's the Miz
at this point. Cock-sucking motherfucker.
Yeah, he's got stink all over him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's Maurice.
First Canadian.
Yeah.
But Zayn, you'll notice he got a huge reaction. What was it that was really getting him over and getting that match over on Monday? His kickouts, because they're the best in the business.
Kicking out.
Yeah, he kicks out the most dramatic, most dramatic kickouts.
Yes. Yes. Well.
So your thoughts on the match?
Yeah, it's a match. It should be fine.
And if anybody who wins besides The Miz is good.
Yeah, I'm okay with it. The work should be fine.
Yeah.
The opening, the tag match, not so much in terms of work.
This should be a four-star match if you give it time.
No, The Miz is in it. So that brings it down. So
he's got better.
Then you got Rusev and Kalisto for the United States
title. Be a really good match given their dynamics, and they're both quite good. I think though it'll just be a squash, and Rusev's going to get this.
You know who?
I think this is it for.
Well, the man they call B.
Yeah,
I don't know if you know this, but he booked the Summer.
He did,
and he has a SummerSlam card involving the United States Championship.
Okay, who's got the belt?
Kalisto still.
Oh.
Yes.
Really?
And Kalisto is set to defend the United States title, according to the man they call B, at SummerSlam, against Nakamura.
It'd be interesting.
B would like to see Kalisto and Nakamura.
I think it'd be really interesting. You know what I think would be most... That would be interesting, actually. That would be a good match.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what actually I think would be the most interesting thing for them to do?
Hmm.
Seriously, is...
For the U.S. title?
What?
For the U.S. title?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually think the most interesting thing would be for Kalisto to beat Rusev and somebody else next month. And why is it you can give me this look like you have something dastardly you want to say? Something completely...
I was waiting for you.
Something completely... But you know what would be the best would be if he keeps winning for another month or two, and then he issues an open challenge, and the guy that answers it to take him on for SummerSlam is John Cena. I think that would be... If he's a strong champion, they actually have a strong champion in place, and Cena comes back and take on that strong champion, I think people would actually be...
I like the idea of... The idea that I came up with was Kalisto facing Nakamura.
Well, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I would like to see that. I'd like to see that match.
Jonathan Cena is set to come back, though, on Memorial Day.
Yes.
May 30th.
I think it'd be... I mean, obviously... What are you going to do with him, right? So, you know, you just put him in a feud. You put him in the main event for the world title. Do you set him up for Reigns? That's going to happen eventually. Do you, or Styles? That's also going to happen eventually. Do you put him back in the U.S. title thing? So, I mean, it's interesting, but if you do put him in the U.S. title thing, it shouldn't be for Rusev. I do suspect Rusev's, like I say, going to squash him and get the belt here.
I hope so. I liked they were starting up with Rusev again there.
I hope so.
The Rusev Lana thing again, and then just before they fucked him up, you know, as they tend to do, like they did with the Wyatt, like they did with, you know, basically everybody. They're like, oh fuck, yeah, you know, it was working before, and then we sports entertainment, then we wrote for it,
yeah,
and fucked it up. So why don't we just go back?
It was working when it was really simple.
Yeah. Yeah, and then we wrote
really,
for
really
it.
Simple. And then you tried to add this soap opera elements to it, and not very good anymore.
Well, then, yeah. So I mean, Jonathan Cena. I mean, and right now,
I like to call him John.
Do you?
No.
Just
I like to call him Jono.
Jonovision.
Jonovision.
Cena. He's over like that guy, but. I just look at it like Star of Street Sense.
Street Sense. Street Sense. I remember Street Sense. Yes, that's right. But I remember when he was on that Just Joe show or whatever it was called, or Average Joe on.
Yes, that's right.
He played the Gotta Be Gay guy.
Yes.
And then he was on, what was that?
Shoot.
Yeah.
Trailer Park Boys.
Yeah, that's right. J-Rock.
That was his peak.
Jonathan Torres.
Much like John Cena, being a white rapper was his peak. But see, I don't like, again, right now, if you didn't have 28 writers, if you had a competent booking team.
Which they don't.
No. Now is the time that Cena comes in as the heel. Right? And starts that run. But you don't have a face. And you don't have anybody over on the babyface side.
Well, that's part of the problem that they're facing is, I didn't even mean to.
I got what you
did
there.
But they got four guys coming in. Cena, Orton, Rollins, and Bray Wyatt.
So leads to Heyman, right? Because you said they got foreskin coming in.
They got four guys coming in, mm-hmm. You know. All four, to me, are coming in as babyfaces. Which, and think about it, they already don't have a fucking heel.
Who's the fourth guy?
Bray, Orton,
Rollins, and Cena.
Yeah, right? Because Bray had just turned. I guess you don't have to stick with it, but to me, he looked like he had legs as a baby face on that.
You know, kind of short, stubby ones, but yeah.
No, good, yeah. Yeah, no, well, not Rhino-like, though.
No.
No. But you got...
He's a buzzard, not a raptor.
That's right. But you got Rollins, I mean, again, I think he's going to be a baby face coming back. Orton and Cena... Yeah, I mean, so that completely. So I guess unless you're going with the old idea of Shades of Grey, we don't need good guys and bad guys
and bad guys
anymore.
Surely the day of a superstar saying their prayers and taking their vitamins is truly passé.
Yeah, unless we don't need that anymore.
Certainly the era of the heel authority figure.
Now there is that match that they advertise. I think it's in Hawaii. The Cena versus Nakamura match that I'm hoping will be a special on the network that also has, I think, the Brock Lesnar's also on that card. Like, they got this card that's
really
loaded up.
From Hawaii? Heard no.
Yeah. Oh, you haven't heard about this?
No.
This is on their way to Tokyo because they're going to Tokyo.
Yeah,
right?
I knew they were going to Tokyo. They're going to Japan. I think it's AJ Jericho on Reigns.
Yeah.
Tokyo, I heard. And then there's,
Nakamura's there though.
And Askunt is fighting, Becky.
Yeah, exactly. WWE, let me just look.
Yeah, bring this up. Is there a special referee?
Why?
Well, no, Don Morocco should be the special referee.
Oh, I thought you said special. I thought you were talking about the writers.
Hmm? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Did I tell you I saw a sledgehammer?
You did.
I did.
Nakamura.
Ricky Steamboat also could be the special referee. Because he's from Hawaii.
That's true. Though I don't think he actually lives there, but he is. Okay. Yeah, it's in Honolulu.
Brock's going to be there?
Brock is facing Kevin Owens.
Oh, yeah, then it's a total what? Okay, yeah, that's a network special.
It's got to be, right?
When is it?
June 29th.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. John Cena versus Nakamura. Brock versus Kevin Owens. And this is... either on the way or on the back to, or on their way to the Japan shows.
Right. So, well.
Yeah, those are like, those are huge matches, right?
I just think it's interesting that Nakamura is announced in Hawaii.
Why?
Because the Japanese usually come unannounced to Hawaii.
Oh my god. Oh, too soon!
Too soon?
But that's it. I mean, who knows? Maybe this is just rumors, but it's going around everywhere. They did apparently advertise it. It's interesting because it's Nakamura. It's a main event. The thing about it is it's not a main event. It's a main roster guy. The thing about it to me that's very interesting is the idea. Are you looking it up right now to see?
Yeah, what did you say? June 29th?
June 29th, yeah. But the thing about it that's very interesting to me is that they seem to think that Nakamura can sell tickets in that spot without having been on the main roster, or does that mean that by the 29th he's going to have debuted on the main roster? The next TakeOver event is June 8th. I mean, it's very soon. So maybe, we're looking at him being called up rather quickly now.
Wow. Well, so I'm just bringing up all the events in June here.
Okay.
Because there wasn't anything on the 29th, but that doesn't mean that it's not in and around there, right?
That's right, yeah. So we're near the end here. And, oh, wow, man, they're running a lot of events, aren't they?
Well, because they got NXT, right?
Yeah, NXT continues to draw nice crowds for there. So there it is, WWE Live Hawaii.
I clicked that, too. That's funny.
More details?
I clicked to a June, anyway.
Featured superstars, it has on there. John Cena, Reigns, Jericho, AJ Styles, Seymour. But yeah, New Day.
There's Nakamura.
There's Nakamura.
There's Ascont.
There's Ascont. There's Asuka. Ric Flair and is advertised along with Charlotte. Now, Ric Flair does not usually make the house show loop with Charlotte, yeah. which is another reason I think it's there. Brock Lesnar not on this list.
No.
Interestingly enough.
But Kevin Owens is.
Kevin Owens is. And, yeah, Brock has said he felt that they were putting together his dates too quickly. But either way. Brock right now, it's funny because there was a little bit, I mean, even at WrestleMania, where like, there's no opponents for Brock. But all of a sudden, I feel like there are. All of a sudden, I feel like Nakamura, Joe, Reigns, and maybe AJ. Maybe.
Owens.
And Orton, even. I think those are five guys you can put up against against Brock Lesnar and Owens. I think there's six guys right now who are interesting opponents for Brock, which is, and apparently SummerSlam they still plan to do Brock and Bray, but who knows? Who knows? The plans change.
Well, but again, so then that delays your babyface Bray.
Maybe.
I would think so.
I think when they're facing Brock, I don't think they care anymore if he's babyface or heel. I think that's the case. I mean, look at Undertaker. Look at
I know, but
Ambrose. You know,
I look at more is Bray and the way that all of Bray's builds are.
Yeah,
it's very much in the vein of a heel, and then he would do the same thing to call out a babyface. But I don't know that his build up shtick works for a face versus face match. I don't know.
But Brock isn't a typical babyface.
Oh, no, that's
Brock
true.
Is a babyface who you cheer, but he is a badass. You know, mm-hmm. He is, you know, the alpha male type character, but he is not as far as a. Like, he's not, you know, kissing babies and shaking hands.
No.
You know, he's not like John Cena, the friendly babyface.
No.
I mean, really. It's much more what they do with Reigns right now that's kind of helping.
It's not like Adam Rose, who's shaking babies and kissing hands.
Well, that's his wife.
Oh. Yeah. Well, he calls her baby. Please give me another chance, baby. Please tell the judge to give me some leniency, baby.
Yeah.
Oh. He's my favorite story, Adam Rose. Because they had all the releases.
Because it's crazy?
Well, they had all the releases, right?
Yes.
And instead,
he seemed to be doing his best to get released.
Yes, but then,
but he couldn't.
Instead, he's been indefinitely suspended.
Yes,
which means we're going to keep you under quote unquote contract, not pay you, and you cannot go anywhere.
Yeah.
So not only are you not getting paid, but you are not able to earn a living anywhere else.
Yeah.
Take that, fucker.
Yeah. Great. Yeah.
You know, right?
Oh, but I mean, bought me a gift.
To be honest, is
nice. I appreciate
you know, there's some deleted scenes in that.
Yeah. That's what I want to watch.
Yeah,
thanks
yeah.
for giving it to me.
Yeah, yeah. You see behind you the other gifts I got for my birthday?
What?
That's the Mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart, and the Macho King.
I thought this was my gift.
Who? Why would you think that? You're wearing your gift.
That's true.
Right? So don't push your damn luck.
He has the Star Wars DVD, Blu-ray. There.
Yes.
With yeah. the That's okay.
Four deleted scenes, which I assume involve The Rock.
Makes sense.
So Extreme Rules,
yeah.
or Backlash to the Extreme, as yeah. it were, brought to you by Ninja Turtles 2, starring Sheamus.
Women's match, I can't wait for, actually.
Yeah, women's submission match.
Yeah.
With Ricky the Dragon Steam Flare, banned from ringside.
Mm-hmm.
So.
It's very interesting just because Natty's character has been built up to, I will not tap out, I will not tap out, I will not tap out. And I had heard they're likely to face one more time.
Yes.
Before they set up Sasha.
Which
makes sense because that's what they need to fill all the. So it's possible. I still think it's possible Natty wins this.
It's possible.
Either way, I think it'll be very good.
Yeah, I do. I think this will be great. Yeah, she will not say I quit.
Will not. I'll never say I quit, and hopefully nobody records it.
This women's match, though. When you talk about women's division, women's wrestling hot and heavy here in World Wrestling Federation.
Mm-hmm.
You've got these two here in Balma feud. You've got Emma and Becky in a feud.
And Dana.
And now you got Dana Brooke involved.
And they're going to have to bring, Becky's going to have to bring in somebody, which is probably Sasha.
Yeah, it could be Sasha.
So probably Sasha.
Sasha, and then you still have, Tamina and Naomi, who are hurt.
They're hurt, yeah.
A bit there. So, you've got them, it's kind of on the fringe, as it
were. Obviously, Paige.
And you've got Paige as well, who, again, who'd have thought that Paige would be kind of on the outside looking
mm-hmm,
in.
Mm-hmm.
But
she was, she did beat Charlotte this last night, and I think it's very possible she loses on Monday.
Yes.
But, you know.
So you've got that. Now, so that said, with the action hot and heavy there in the World Wrestling Federation, it brings up an interesting concept to kind of freshen things up in July.
Yeah.
Do you have a women's Money in the Bank ladder match?
Well, first off, in addition to this, okay, one of the things that we've seen, you're talking about this being, it being hot.
And heavy.
And heavy.
Yeah.
Kind of like Nia Jax.
Yeah.
We're also hearing that, I've also heard that Shine is doing better and better.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a Japanese woman's company called Star, which is doing very, very well. And you can see them and watch their stuff on their YouTube channel, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
And there's talk that they're going to do a tournament for women.
Yes, that's true.
On the WWE Network, very similar to this
Global Cruiserweight.
Global Cruiserweight. Yeah, exactly. So, which is, again, it's interesting. You're going to see maybe the best workers outside of the WWE soon and some of those people coming in. And so, I think the idea that they're continuing to build this and treat this like a real thing,
mm-hmm.
I like the idea of a Money in the Bank ladder match. Because we just talked about how there's 4 to 6 people who are hanging around there
and
not in the title match. That allows for, it allows them to have a good, these people, they're better workers than what we've seen in the past, right?
Yes.
It gives them a spot and makes that belt seem important. So I think it's a great idea.
I just think, it sets you up with something.
I wouldn't be mind if it was the only one. If it was the only
Money in the Bank match.
Yeah, it was the only one. I wouldn't mind.
I think you still do two.
I understand that, but I wouldn't mind because the other one's very played out. This would be fresh. You know?
Money in
the Bank for the men's division and that. Everything we've seen so much now. It's pretty played out.
But I don't know that it's necessarily played out in that.
Are you sure? Because Sheamus won it and used it to win the title last time.
Yeah. I know. But
Sheamus.
Yeah, but Sheamus. Jack Swagger. That was the third one. He's talking about played out. Right? John Cena.
But at least there were storylines there that we could come up with they hadn't done yet. Now I think they've done pretty much every single storyline except for having somebody announce that he's going 4 months ahead of time for WrestleMania.
So why not? And we talked about keeping it simple, right? And so why do you need to come up with this thing? Just a guy's going to do it and say, I'm going to cash in on this day, or someone's going to just come in and cash in, or you've got someone.
Well, it has to be not on this day because somebody did do that, right?
Yeah, that's right.
RVD did do that. It has to be on WrestleMania. It has to be, I'm cashing in right now, 4 months ahead of time, on WrestleMania, so that he's in whatever field goes on.
And it has to happen.
Yes. Not like Daniel Bryan said it, but it never happened.
Yeah. But
they never pushed it when he said it.
No, they did for a couple of weeks and they dropped it. Yeah.
Exactly.
But I think that, keep it simple. It's like the Royal Rumble. Winner goes on to fucking face the champion every year for whatever it's been now, 20 years, right? You can say that that's been played out. And, I mean, they've done two people over the top. They've done a restart. They've done a largest Royal Rumble, a fastest Royal Rumble.
Well, the way they've done it the last couple of years, you have to.
For the title.
It almost is played out now that they've made it so that the person that wins that doesn't necessarily go on to the main event.
Well, and they had it where the winner went on and fucking opened the show.
Yeah.
Right? Like with the world title, they had the Del Rio one, they had the Shane, like all the... So
the funny thing is that I can actually think of storylines that they've never done that you could do in the Royal Rumble. Because one of the problems why it is played out is because it's always been the same storyline. You're never getting another title shot. No matter what, you're never challenging again. And then they win it because that's their one out. The babyface wins it. That's their one out to get a shot.
Yes.
And they end up getting a shot. That's happened 400 fucking
times. Like the man made in the USA.
Yeah.
Lex Luger.
Lex Luger was one of many.
He was the first.
He was the first. Yeah. But it's happened so
and
many
that was times. When they had co-winners.
Yes, that's
also
right.
Also a first.
Also a first.
And actually,
and they've done that more than once now.
No, they haven't.
Yeah, they haven't.
Co-winners?
Mm-hmm.
Who?
Big Show and The Rock. It was an accident.
The Rock won it. They said The Rock won it, and then they turned that into a match at the next pay-per-view to the way out or whatever, right?
It was. But he didn't win it. They said it.
But there have never been two winners outside of that one.
Well, there
were two people.
No, because they restarted the other fuck-up between Batista and John Cena.
And John Cena that tore Vince's quads.
Two of them!
Which is awesome. And he's lying on the ground.
Somebody was asking me about that at work. They were like, I heard there was something where Vince once came down to the ring. Apparently he ran or something like that, and he was upset, and he got hurt. What happened? I'm like, well, let me show you the greatest video of all time.
Yes. It was like when I was telling the producer about this is when Steve Austin came back from his neck injury. And she said, how did Steve Austin get a neck injury? And they said, let me show you. And I showed her Owen pile driving her. And then she goes, well, now I know what your Owen 316 shirt means. And that's mean.
Yes. That's mean. Mm-hmm. She still doesn't get wrestling.
Let me explain what a heel is.
Yes.
And I did, and she's like...
She's married to one, she should know.
And she said, all you had to say was you.
Yeah. All right, where are we going here?
Oh.
Anyways.
So we've got a lot of... I think you do a female Money in the Bank and a regular Money in the Bank at that pay-per-view.
Well, you also have enough tag teams. You could do a tag team Money in the Bank.
They probably will, but do it later. Right, it's like you could. I was thinking about this too. It's like you could also then culminate would have a women's Hell in a Cell match.
Yes.
Right, but next year, not this year.
Yeah.
Next year, because you want to spread that shit out, right? Like, you know, I know. So they're gonna do like eight of them this year.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I mean, it's to me, yeah. You spread it out, right? Next year you do that, and you do a tag team. Say your mummy is a skank too. So does that be like your mummy's mummy is a skank? Would that be what the women's ladder match would be?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. No, I just want to be able to name it.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know. And then
it's
you have
branding.
Then you have this Extreme Rules match. So yes. You know, with AJ Styles and Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
The best thing in wrestling right now.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
Just tremendous. I got the chair on Monday when they were, you know.
And it's okay. This is. The storytelling that they have written, the story they've written has sucked.
What?
No. But the performances and the chemistry and the crowd reactions, all that shit has been great.
The club.
The club.
That's a good name.
Think of that thing that...
Your car will never be stolen.
Yes, that's what I think of when I hear that. The club. But, I mean, AJ especially has been phenomenal.
Oh.
You're welcome.
I see what you did there.
You're welcome.
Yes.
Yeah. No, he's been amazing. Like he's brought something out of. He's raised Roman Reigns' game. He's brought him up to a higher level.
Yes.
And Triple H couldn't do that, and Seth Rollins couldn't do that. So that tells you how good. Like here, you had a veteran.
Mm-hmm.
You had a veteran. You had one of the guys who's considered one of the best in the world. You had a Hall of Fame legend. In Sheamus,
yeah,
Rollins, and Triple H, none of them could raise his game like this guy. That shows you how good Styles is.
Oh yeah,
he's better than any of them.
He is, and the thing is, the story is right, and the Bullet Club Anderson.
But the story's been horrible. Like, the, actually, if you break it down, if you break down the story of Reigns beats the six man, they win. And then the next night on SmackDown, even Stephen booking the other guys win.
Yeah, oh, I can, you know, I can, and then they, I can solve that problem for you though. Nobody watches SmackDown,
and we will never mention it on Raw once.
No,
and but that's it though. I mean, the actual story, if you break down the storyline, it's really pretty shitty. A story that is not being told well, but it doesn't matter because the performances and the chemistry.
Yeah,
and like I say, the fact that you have a crowd that. One guy gravitates to one guy, another one gravitates to the other ring. Think about it. For how long did we see Roman Reigns come to the ring and get booed during his entrance? Then his match start, and it was dead silence. And you would think, well, John Cena gets dueling chants the whole time. That's the difference.
Yes.
Now you're getting that with Reigns.
Now Reigns is getting the dueling chants. And
it's because of Styles. I don't know if you can maintain it after Styles is gone. That's the question.
See, this is the thing. And you can't.
But I think you could also, like Zayn and Owens, I actually think this is a feud that you could have last year.
And that's what I mean, like...
On and off.
Because you can't sustain this after, because this is like... He punched Vince.
Yeah.
And could not sustain it.
No.
You know, and this is a lot like that. As long as you have AJ in the mix, and this Uso, this family, or whatever you want to call it, against
the family,
against the club, this dynamic is great, because you have two great tag teams to go at each other, and two singles to go at each other, and then... You can mix and match and whatever in terms of you can do six men and, you know, and all these things and outside interference and what have you. But then it's a matter of, okay, then you did it at Payback. You've been able to prolong it now to Extreme Rules. But what are you able to do from here? And is it?
Yeah, I don't even know how you book this one to keep it going, keep the heat. Because one of the things that's made this really, really work is that Styles has been booked to be at Reigns level.
Yes.
He essentially beat him twice and then lost, then got pinned, but after winning a count out and a disqualification.
Mm-hmm.
And when they're in the ring, he doesn't at all back down. Like it's, when Reigns pinned, Gallows and it was one on one, AJ immediately grabbed him, double legged him, got on top of him and started pounding ground him.
Yeah.
You know, like just like, I'm coming right at you. I'm not afraid of you. You're bigger than me. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Like, I can beat you.
Roman Reigns, I'm coming after you.
Yeah, pretty much. But that's what makes it work, is that both guys are like, I'm going to come at you, and both of them believe that they can beat each other, and they're conveying that. So the crowd's is buying into it. Like, they're buying into the realism of the drama of it. Like, so, I mean, if you have one guy beat the other one here, you lose a little bit of that. Like, I don't know that...
That's the thing. What happens?
I don't think. I see. That's the thing.
What happens when Roman wins? That's the question.
That's the question.
What happens?
Because that's what's probably going to happen here.
Yeah.
And then technically, that'll be 2 months in a row that happened.
Yes.
And yeah.
So, and I mean, people talk about the club and okay. So does that mean it's the Bauer Club? And it's just you got Samoa Joe and Finn Bauer continuing on to June 8th at TakeOver, and. B, if AJ Styles is your top, one of your top two guys right now, the Balor Club makes him immediately subservient to Finn Balor.
Well, unless I don't know what they're gonna do.
Unless turn on him and then they go to Finn and
I don't think they want Finn as, that's the weird thing, like I say, I don't think they want Finn as a heel.
No.
Like, they even talk about NXT, there's more women in NXT than the average WWE house show. And they say that they believe a lot of that's because of Finn.
Yeah, Finn and Bailey.
Yeah, and so it's a weird thing. And then when you talk about having those four guys come back, all of a sudden, there's a bunch of matchups there. Like, there's like 10 guys all of a sudden who are kind of like, oh, these guys could be at the top of the card. They're all baby faces except for Owens. But there's a lot of kind of, if you include Samoa Joe and Nakamura and Finn Balor, and then if you bring up those three, and then you bring it back those four guys, and then you have AJ and Reigns, and then also Zayn and Owens. There's actually, I think that's 11 guys.
Yeah, and and don't forget Ambrose.
And Ambrose, so that's 12.
Yeah.
So you actually got like 12 people, and yeah, Jericho to some degree.
It's interesting to me that they keep calling this the new era.
Yeah.
The new era.
I can tell it's the new era because, Shane McMahon and Stephanie came out. And I thought, it's a new era.
It's a new era. But, I mean, the new WWF generation.
Yes.
And the new era are very similar.
Yes.
And you could talk about Shane and Stephanie coming out. I can remember new WWF generation commercials starring Randy Macho Man Savage.
True.
And the main event of the 1994 King of the Ring in the middle of the new WWF era push was Jerry Lawler and
versus Roddy Piper. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't retreat and I don't surrender.
Right? It's true.
I mean, so here you've got so that Lex Luger, a member of the new WWF generation, right? Who'd been fucking in WCW for
6 or 7 years.
Since 80, whatever, 7, right? So, I mean, all of this stuff was there, and you had a mix. But the way they push it and the way they go, but it's similar to having your Hunter Hearst Helmsleys.
Yeah.
Your 1-2-3 kids, your Owen Harts, your Razor Ramones, you know, you say about your Diesels, Shawn Michaels. Then you get Steve Austin, Mankind, Undertaker. Those guys, those were your new WWF generation.
That was,
idiots.
It became the Attitude Era, but
you had
that was people, actually it, yeah.
You had people like Sid and Mabel and all that fuck. Yeah. But, I mean, the core were these guys, and that's what you have right now. It's like, yeah, okay, you had Sid. Well, now we have Roman Reigns.
Right? It's true.
I mean, you have Ahmed Johnson. Now we have Big Cass.
Yeah, that's right? True.
And I don't know why they're just calling him that now. They're using his whole name. Hmm. Big Cass Langston.
Cass Langston.
Oh, Langston.
Yeah, I get it. No, you're right. There is a similarity. I think one of the things about the new era idea is just because it's new people, it's not a new era as long as the show looks the exact same. And as long as it's the scripted promos and it's the backstage. Like all that stuff.
But that's where you're wrong is over the years, Raw's been able to freshen things up.
Oh, yeah, it's always evolving and changing.
Always evolving and changing.
I forgot. Vince McMahon said that, so it's true.
So it's damn true.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my
God. But there is, I mean, and then you do have Lesnar kind of on the outside who could fit in with some of these people, too.
Like Roddy Piper.
Yes, yes. So, I mean, that's the thing is, it's actually really, like when I look at this Extreme Rules, I think these next couple of months, like, one of the things that... What gets a company hot? Having a guy that's hot. What gets a guy hot? Having a feud that's hot. You gotta have, like the Hulk Hogan got hot because he had the hot feud with Piper.
Yes.
Right? Austin got hot because he had the hot feud with McMahon.
Well, no, Austin got hot because he had his hot feud with Bret Hart.
Well, that's true. That started it.
And,
right.
And then it transitioned. And then Bret got screwed, and you actually created this super heel in Vince, and you had this guy already. But you would have this guy already to break out. They were doing Raw from 1997 from Madison Square Garden, where the first time Vince got stunned, Bret hadn't been screwed yet.
No. But you got to have that guy. You got to have that. This is a hot feud. It's the hottest feud probably since Cena and Punk.
Yeah.
And it has potential to be even hotter, I think, than that one. Like there's a chance if this feud gets hot, then one or two of these guys will get hot, and then somebody underneath can get hot because all of a sudden the company feels hot.
Like you smell.
And then you could start to get some momentum, and it could get good again.
No, but...
The storytelling will always be bad. Even though the booking is good. This is good booking because you're putting two guys together who work. But the storytelling is shit.
Well, yeah. No, but even the storytelling isn't that bad because of the performances. I agree with you.
It's the performances are elevating their story.
But some of the things in terms of...
Especially AJ.
But the things like... normally this doesn't work. But with these guys and the way that it's kind of playing out where, AJ's refusing to hit Roman with the chair.
Yeah.
But then... So they hit Roman. So the Bullet Club hits Roman with the chair. But then when Roman comes to... Oh, and then while Roman's out, the Usos hit AJ with the chair. And so AJ retaliates by about to waffle Jey Uso with the chair. That's when Roman comes through.
Yeah.
Comes to and sees this. And he's like, you fucker. right? So both guys have this. It's, again, it's because it's logical. Everybody's point is believable. And you can see that everybody, like,
yeah,
Roman, you could see Roman seeing that he's right. You could see
good storytelling would have had AJ Styles hurt from that for longer.
But the problem, but the other part, when you talk about the storytelling is done by who? The announcers.
That's
and the announcers suck shit.
They are awful.
So, I mean, it's the reason when I was watching SmackDown that, you know, it's more enjoyable.
Because Mauro awesome.
isn't horrible, and the King is as a heel, again, is better. So,
yeah. And Byron Saxon's still there.
What? Well, that sucks.
Yeah, I know.
Fuck, I hate him.
I know.
But
everyone does.
Well, it's, I mean, the writers. Like, look at the writers. Now you have to have Emma and Dana.
Yeah.
Team END.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. 28 writers. Way to go, guys.
End. So I didn't even get that. Like, until you pointed out to me. Like, that stands for end. That's why they're a team, because...
Well, that's not why they're a team. That's why it's their name.
Yeah, well, whatever.
Right? It's like Team PCB.
Yeah,
exactly. Ooh. Good job, guys. It's like when they're talking about putting bringing Alexa Bliss up with mm-hmm. that new Annabelle girl with the Natalia and Annabelle, and then they can throw in Lana, right?
Yeah. So what you're saying, Annabelle?
Annabelle.
The new girl, Annabelle.
Yeah.
Natalia.
Yeah.
Okay. Alexa Bliss.
Lana.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Holy shit. What does that spell?
That's Team Anal. They're really stuck up. That's their gimmick. They want things, matches done in a particular way. All right. Well, speaking of anal, Mr. Bob Backlund.
Yes.
Darren Young needed a life coach.
Yes.
And who do you
clearly
go
did.
To? Who do you go to? Need a life coach. Not only a World Wrestling Federation Hall of Famer.
Hall of fucking Famer.
But someone who has managed a World Wrestling Federation Hall of Famer.
He did?
Yes, he did. He was the manager of the Sultan.
True, he was.
World Wrestling Federation Hall of Famer. The Sultan.
The Sultan.
And he is his life coach.
Yeah.
His wrestling coach.
Yeah.
Because wrestling is life. Yes.
As you've said multiple times.
Yes. I need that shirt. Mm-hmm. Wrestling is life.
Yeah.
But he is tasked. I don't know. Is this impossible? This task?
What?
His task.
It's his task.
To make Darren Young straight again.
No. Great again.
What?
Great. Because he used to
No. That's not what I heard.
Because he used to be great. Remember when he was great?
Hmm? Great. No. He's to make Darren Young straight again.
Good luck with that.
Yes. And it's all the comedy angles that they've got now. Like, the first thing they did was give him China's Playboy.
Oh.
Right? And he's interested. And he's interested in it. So that doesn't prove anything.
No. No.
So next really week, doesn't. I don't know what they're going to do.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're going to do next week.
Yeah. It doesn't prove a damn thing.
No.
Yeah.
What?
Actually, maybe the opposite.
So, yeah. So now you're going to have this. So have you seen these vignettes?
I saw the first one.
Oh, the second one is just as bad. So, I don't fucking know.
Well, you know, Donald Trump. Hmm? You gotta take that momentum. Donald Trump's going to make America straight again.
That's right. And I mentioned Bob Backlund also used to manage the Sultan.
True. And who did the Sultan become?
Hmm?
Rikishi.
Rikishi. That's right.
That's right.
I thought there might have been another incarnation in between there. No, he was Head Shrinker Fatu, then he was Make a Difference Fatu, then he was the Sultan, then he was Rikishi Fatu to become Rikishi.
Oh, Big Keesh. He became Big Keesh.
That's right. Going up against, what's his name?
Bobby Roode.
NXT superstar.
Yeah.
Soon to be.
Yeah.
Along with Darren Young. No. Eric Young.
That's the same thing.
Eric Young. That's right.
Because there's Eric Young, there's Renee Young, there's Darren Young.
Jesus. There's Shane Young.
Yeah, I remember Shane Young.
Shane Young. Yeah. Superstar. But now,
that leads us to some of the releases, because we've got some NXT people being brought in. You know, this definitely now will be the summer of A-Rod.
Good call on that one, by the way.
Alex Riley has been released because when they've hired Eric Young now, they don't have room for two steroid abusing back acne having people.
No.
So
in the whole company.
In the whole company. So not that blatant. Although Austin Aries starting to rival him for that. But yeah, so Alex Riley.
Alex Riley just had to go.
Triple H, that's what I said, Alex Riley.
He isn't technically in the company.
No, although he did sign a new wrestler's deal.
Oh, did he?
For 3 more years.
Oh.
Yes, Triple H to wrestle to WrestleMania 35.
When he will be 49.
Oh, yes.
49. In the main event the whole time, folks, guaranteed.
What?
Yeah.
You really think so?
Fuck yeah. I don't know if you saw this last year's WrestleMania.
What? Let's talk about more of these releases, because now, I mean, Alex Riley, obviously, probably the biggest.
Obviously.
Like, I mean, like, genetically.
Yeah.
He's
the only one that really, I think, anybody cares about. It's Cameron.
Who?
Cameron.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Cameron, North Carolina.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, there was Cameron. There was,
so you know what they, you know how they released her?
How's that?
They said, girl, bye.
Oh. Is Damian Sandow?
Damian Mizdow. Fuck. That's the one that it's like, just, I don't know.
You are bad at your jobs. That's the one where you're like, you are bad at your jobs.
Yeah.
Because you're releasing a guy that, A, you couldn't take advantage of, who was hugely over. And B, you're releasing because you can't come up with something new to take advantage of the fact that he's still hugely over.
Well, yeah, and it's just... And again, he's a guy that even if you wanted to put him back in NXT,
yes,
you know, if you had nothing for him, you have this NXT, you know, that you can put him in and have him wrestle, and it's just, yeah, it didn't make any sense. I mean, I know he's primed for them. He's like 34.
Yeah, yeah,
but I mean, Barrett, we knew Wade Barrett, we already knew was gone, right?
He's 34. Maybe in about 15 years.
Yeah,
then he'll be ready.
He'll be ready.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Santino Marella, who cares, right?
Yeah.
You know.
I thought he was already gone. Like, yeah. I didn't realize. Yeah. I thought he was under, because he can't really wrestle, right?
I mean, exactly. Christian, same thing, right? I thought
the Santino's in his early 40s, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Christian, same thing, yeah, when he was, again, 40. I thought he was already under Legends contract.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is what he'll be under now.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. I mean.
Zeb Coulter doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's too bad about Zeb Coulter, right?
But he'll probably be under a Legends contract coming up, I imagine.
They could probably keep him under one, and I mean, why not? But I mean, I just looked at Zeb as someone that, again, could have been used with NXT, could have been used to bring
I think
up
he could have been used very well in NXT in like a role with helping promos and that type of thing.
Well, helping
promos. Because I actually do think that the promos have gotten much shittier in NXT the last year.
Yes.
Without Dusty.
Yeah, that's very true. But I just think that, even to manage, like, the Revival,
yeah.
You know, like, just to do something that way, to take a tag team and bring them out, you know, I don't know if they're like, no, hey, Jose, he can end.
Maybe, yeah.
No. That probably wouldn't work.
No.
You know, the Midgets are gone, Hornswoggle and Chorito.
Yeah.
Big deal.
We'll just end up with Lucha Underground.
Yeah, exactly, having WLC matches.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
That's great.
It was the highlight of Hornswoggle's career.
This, in many ways, is the highlight of the three-man band.
It's true. That's true. It's the greatest thing that, what's that guy's name? The guy that was here.
I don't remember his name, but he was big.
Yeah, he's big.
Yeah.
Mahabali Shira.
Something like that. I think that was it, yeah.
Yeah. Fuck. Who else is released? The Brooklyn Brawler.
Yes. Yes. He's only, what killed me? 55.
Yeah.
Only 55. Yeah. That means when you and I were watching him do those jobs, he was in his early 20s, like mid-20s.
Yeah. Like, Pat Patterson came dangerously close to fucking a minor.
Oh, I hear that was going to be his next gimmick, actually.
That's true.
That he was going to be a miner.
A miner.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Yep. An ass picker.
Wow.
Seriously, just wow. 55.
That kills me, right?
Like, so that would have been, though 30 years ago, he would have been 25. So it was 30 years ago. It was 86?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
So he would have been around, yeah.
So I think he got there in 83.
Something like that, yeah. So it would have been like 2018, yeah.
And when he was, that means when he was, got the Brooklyn Baller gimmick, he would have been like 28.
Yeah.
And he looked 40 then.
Oh, God, yeah. That's the thing. He always looked, yeah. Right. He looked like these jobbers that, you had your run and now you're, yeah.
Yeah. So that's what just, like, I was blown away. I'm like, wow, 55. So he's got lots of time left to do whatever he wants.
Well, exactly, right?
Yeah, he's young. He's young.
But, wow. I mean, it not fired Lillian Garcia.
Not fired Lillian Garcia. Yeah.
Yeah. It's amazing how this internet.
I believe she's 47.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, she looks smoking still. But I believe she's 47. So it's got to happen soon because they have Eden Styles and JoJo and all these other ones who are like, you know, mid to late 20s, so.
The man they called B was actually the one that broke this to me. And he's like, he's like, is Lillian fired? I'm like, no. Like, I didn't hear anything.
Right? Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
No. He's like, oh. Because they have all these other girls now that do the ring announcing. Mm-hmm. And I heard she was fired. I was like, no. And then I read it after that she's not, but there were rumors. I'm like, I never heard these things. But, either way, She's still employed for now, like you said.
Yeah.
You know, Ryback on his way out.
Yeah, on his way out. Yeah. King Barrett already gone.
Yeah. And Adam Rose, who we talked about, is indefinitely suspended, barring who gives a fuck.
Jack Swagger's contract apparently was going to be up, and I was hearing that he was wanted by, it was either World Fight League or Bellator or something. And then I heard he re-signed a new contract. But then I've also heard that he's rumored to be released in these next, somewhere around this time. So I don't really know what's going on with him.
He would be interesting to me. He would be someone, again, that, not like a Sandow so much, but someone that they used a couple times.
Yeah, somebody who definitely the last few times he's been on has, there's been enough there, the crowd's got into him enough to make you go, okay, you could do something with him.
Well, not even that, because it was the same with Sandow. But, With Swagger, it's like he won the Money in the Bank, was a champion, right? Yeah. He was the champion.
Yeah, not like Sandow never won that Money in the Bank.
Well, Sandow never got, you know, anything, right?
Yeah, I know. He didn't win it, though.
No, he didn't win it, and he didn't,
He won the Money in the Bank.
He won the Money in the Bank, but he didn't win the title twice.
No, he didn't win the title twice, though.
You know, and wasn't featured prominently, let's say.
Yeah, right? Sandow, I mean, that's the thing about Swagger is, he wasn't ready when they did it.
No.
That doesn't mean he didn't have the potential to get ready eventually, or isn't ready now.
Well, and then they did the We the People thing.
Yeah.
Right? And against Del Rio. And that worked. And that worked, and he got a little bit of a push.
Well, actually, against Del Rio, that didn't work. But later, when he turned babyface and did it against
Rusev,
that worked.
Yes, it did.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. I just... we'll see. There's still a few names apparently that haven't come out yet.
Yes,
that are there. So who?
So Swagger's maybe one of them or maybe not. Like I say, I'd heard he was wanting to leave, was going to leave. His contract was up. Then was going to come. Yeah. So it's like I don't know what the hell to think anymore.
If he just got paid as much as say Ryback, everything would be fine.
Yeah.
Right? If they all just got paid the same.
Well, they should be getting paid. They should be getting paid more. They get 7% of the revenue compared to other, you know, forms of entertainment or other leagues. That's ridiculously low.
Right.
You know, even UFC, which is way too low, is 15%.
Yes.
Right? So it's just insane. So they're underpaid. Mm-hmm. They should not be getting what the main eventers are, but the gap shouldn't be as big as it is. These guys are underpaid. They serve a valuable role in the company. You don't have a company if you don't have those. If you just have those 11 guys we talked about, you still don't have a fucking company.
No, that's right.
So.
That's right. And so, but everybody needs to have a, and again, when business is good, like you look at it like in the 80s and in the 90s when business was good, everybody, not everybody was over, but everybody had a role, right? And everybody had a identifiable,
say, an identifiable role. Like, even your Crash and Hardcore Hollies in the Attitude Era, your Acolytes in the Attitude Era, Midian, for fuck's sakes.
Now, you know, Tyler Breeze of Fandango and Golden Truth have that role.
And they have the role. They have them superstars.
It's true, though. I mean, even though we don't give a fuck about them because they've been treated for so long, if you keep putting them on TV in a thing, even if they're lower card guys like Crash Howie and Bob Allen, they didn't have to face these other guys. If they were just, they can get over in their own little undercard world.
Yes.
As long as they're all interacting and having storylines and getting exposure consistently.
Like the Godfather for fuck's sake. Yeah. Right? It was his own deal.
Exactly.
And he was Intercontinental Champion for a brief period, but I mean, that doesn't matter, right? No. He was just in his own little world, and never really had a feud per se.
No,
just had matches and was over.
Yeah,
and you can have those sorts of things, but what you have now is it's getting better, as again because the mid card come up here, with your Neville or not your Neville, your Zane. Feel bad for Neville
because Neville's actually a really interesting guy because I don't know when he's due back.
No, I don't either,
but. Work rate wise and kind of style wise with those people we're talking about.
Yeah.
That's who he would fit in.
Yeah. Well, I think that's who he was going to go in with, when he got hurt. Like, that seemed to me.
So, I mean, it'd be interesting to see, like, when he comes back, if you do it right, you could probably push him at a higher level than you were and have some success with it. I don't think he could be a main eventer.
No.
But I think he could be higher than where he was, which is kind
of. And that's again, like you said, you don't need everybody in that main event.
No.
You just need everybody to have a role.
Yes.
And that's the part that was people were languishing.
Well, even
Enzo and Cass have a role. The vaudevillains do not.
Even in the 80s, right?
The Ascension
even in the 80s, we knew Outlaw Ron Bass wasn't going to challenge for the world title.
No.
He might get an Intercontinental title, maybe not.
No.
But he could still have a feud.
With Briefcase.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, he could still have a feud at that level.
Jim Duggan and Harley Race.
Yes.
Right? Just passed each other, bumped into each other in the aisle.
Yes.
And they started brawling. Hercules and Billy Jack Haynes.
Yes.
Right? You know, heck, Hercules and the Ultimate Warrior.
Yeah.
When the Warrior snapped the chain.
Yes.
You know.
This is the type of stuff where you just let them, just give them a role, give them a storyline, let them have a feud, that way they have a feud, instead of just having these random matches. And especially when you only have, like, it's not so hard. I mean, WWE averages, SmackDown and Raw are both averaging 14 minutes of wrestling per hour.
Yeah.
For 2016 so far. So, I mean, there's a lot of time to tell stories in there. That's not much wrestling for a 3-hour show. 45 minutes.
No.
You know, like, they're averaging 14 and NXT averages 18.
Yeah, in an hour.
In an hour.
Yeah.
Okay. And in an hour. ROH averages 23.
Yeah.
And TNA for 2 hours averages 15. So, I don't know what Lucha is. Lucha Underground. But the point being.
I don't know what TNA is.
Yeah. Well. I'm gonna make, what do you think? Over this next month, TNA.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting to the point where it's getting more and more difficult to them to do their television tapings.
Yes.
It seems to me like we're at that point where it's over the next month. I'd say by July 1st, if they aren't sold, they're done. What do you think?
Well, I mean, again, they're talking about people being behind on pay, right? Yeah. And so
it says January, for fuck's sakes.
Well, some are saying January. Some are just saying like the end of April.
Depending, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, what I would, and again, it's the production people. Right? And I'll tell you what I do if I'm the production crew. I keep my mouth shut. I show up at Slammiversary. And I refuse to go on until I get cash. I refuse to put the whole production on.
But they don't have the cash to give them.
Then they don't put on a show.
Yeah. Well, that's it. I think if they're not sold within the next month, I think they're done.
Yeah.
And at this point, I'm not sure they'll be sold within the next month. But apparently there's still enough suitors that she could sell it and just not keep a majority ownership. But I almost wonder at this point if Dixie's ego was so big that she'd say, if I can't keep it, I'd rather shut it down.
Well, the people that I hear are the front runners to buy it are the Fertitta brothers.
That would be awesome.
Can you imagine? Talk about gambling. Awesome.
Yeah, no kidding.
But
no kidding. Like, yeah. can you imagine if Shane, for $2 million, had convinced Vince to buy UFC all those years ago?
Oh, I know.
It'd be gone. It wouldn't exist.
It wouldn't exist, no. Yeah. But the thing is, I mean, I just look at... I just look at this TNA thing, and they're fucked. They're all over the place. Like, that's the thing, is every story you hear about TNA, it's like, they're locking people into contracts.
Yes.
Kate dipshits. like, and it's not...
But the contracts, though, are weird, though, because, I mean, people like Drew Galloway and mm-hmm. EC3 are in contracts, right, and with them, and one of them is the world champion.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, doing, feuds in Evolve where they're insulting NXT and Triple H and trying to take down the company, you know?
Yeah.
It's a really weird dynamic.
Well, it's, again, I don't think, to be quite honest, if you're TNA right now, you got bigger fish to fry, and I think that's what everybody's kind of taking advantage of on these indie things, is that nobody really cares, right?
Yeah.
It's like, but then you get someone like an Eli Drake.
Yes.
That you're hearing all of a sudden. Eli Drake is re-signed. It's like, oh, fucking aces.
Yeah.
Like, you know, yeah. Was there interest in WWE? Well, you know what? They weren't going to call him on his cell phone. Okay? So, no.
Yeah.
And it's like, anybody else that's re-signed, it's, who cares? Like,
it doesn't make any sense.
It's like they're re-signing, but then they don't have any fucking money, and it's like, we want to keep controlling
and the ratings are continuing to go down. Think about that.
Saturday's been canceled.
Their ratings are bad, and then they're hitting all-time lows every week. Yeah, and then one of their shows is being pulled.
Well, they had the replay after it. They had the two...
Anything you're buying means less and less and less and less and less.
What day are they on?
Like, if I was considering buying them... Are they Wednesdays?
Tuesday or Wednesday? I don't know.
I think it's Wednesday.
Okay, so they used to be on Wednesday at, like, say, 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
And then they had a replay a couple hours later.
Yeah.
That got canceled.
Yes.
But then they were also on Saturdays, a replay.
Yeah.
That got canceled.
Yeah.
So now they have 2 hours on prime time.
Yeah.
On pop TV.
Yeah.
You know, and they've got some international deals.
Yes.
Right? So, like, to me, it's a matter of... Like, they talked about WWE.
But if you're going to buy it, you got to buy it right away before the damage and the stink of this company pulls it around. Because that's it. Every single week, it's circling the drain already. Every week it gets lower and lower. If you're going to plug that drain and start to build it back up,
no,
you have to chew it right away.
But you're not.
But because every week, though, you think to yourself, I want this less and less.
Well, the thing
is... If you have any brains, you wouldn't want it at all.
The only people that should want it are ROH.
ROH, maybe WWE for the library.
Yeah, they won't. Yeah, but I don't think.
But they would wait for it to be canceled from pop.
I was going to say WWE can't, the same way they couldn't buy WCW so they can't.
They would just want the library.
Yeah, so it's ROH could take the TV, right?
Yeah.
So then, you know, that would be how you would, and that would be hilarious.
Yeah. Were we done with these releases, by the way?
I think so.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, that was it. So, and that's the other thing. I mean, we're talking about TNA dying, and so there's nowhere for these guys to go.
Yeah.
You know, and Damian Sandow will make a nice little living going around on the independents for a little bit. And, and so will...
Actually, I wouldn't say there's nowhere for these guys to go. I disagree with you. Like, these guys are... None of these guys, A, were happy there. None of these guys were actually making... Damian Sandow was getting paid fuck all to be at sit at all.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I mean. So he'll make a little bit of money for a little bit. For next, couple of years.
He'll do just fine. That's where you're wrong. See, that's where, like, if you think of one guy in the last 3 years, maybe even the last five, definitely the last 3 years, mm-hmm. who was a talented guy who was let go by WWE,
mm-hmm.
who hasn't gone on to do very well and make a good living for himself in the Indies. Can you think of one?
That hasn't gone on to do well for himself.
Who was a guy who you thought actually had legitimate talent? Not a single one. Drew Galloway, doing just fine, thanks.
Is he?
Yes. He's the TNA World Champion and in Evolve. Okay.
He's the TK. Told me he was doing fine, and in the same fucking sentence said he was the TNA Champion. I win.
But you know...
I win!
Believe it or not, he's probably making more money than he made in WWE.
No, he's not, because they can't fucking pay him! His contract is for more money, but when your checks bounce, you do not get more money!
Well, yeah, but he's also getting paid from Evolve.
Oh, wow, he's getting paid from Evolve.
He's getting paid from his in Europe, He's making, I bet you he's making more money in certain
areas. He probably is. Of course he's making.
And then that's the thing. Colt Cabana doing just fine, you know, making lots of money.
Colt Cabana?
Yeah.
When was Colt Cabana released? Like 2006?
Maybe. Either way, he's made a good living ever since.
Yeah. You know who's making a great living since he left? CM the
Rock.
Punk.
The Rock is
CM
making,
Punk is making a
since
great
The Rock was released, he's done just fine for himself.
He did, actually. Clerical error.
But it's true, like what's his name? Chris Harrell, doing just fine, making good money, much happier, much more fulfilled. Like Matt Sydal, you know? Like when you say there's nothing, it's like, okay, there's ROH, there's Independence, there's Lucha Underground, there's not much in Mexico, but there's a little bit in Japan. There is enough out there that these guys actually go out there. And there is a really hot scene in Europe and in England and that type of thing, Germany. And these guys can actually go out there and book themselves, have more creative freedom, and the money's not that much different.
Well, it'll be comparable, sure. They'll make the same amount of money going around for a few years.
Yeah, most of them for a long time,
I mean, there's exceptions. There's your, again, because of TNA.
If they're a legitimately talented guy. So, A-Rai, for instance, is not going to make.
That's what I'm saying. Cameron, no.
Cameron doesn't, fucking Cameron will be fine. Cameron will end up like Kelly or whatever in one of these like TV shows. Like fucking some basketball players, his wife or something.
But it's being in wrestling. I'm not saying that she'll be fine. We'll be done with her.
When you're that hot and you've been on TV, like Stacey Keibler, you'll just go and you'll end up with, she'll be Leonardo DiCaprio's girlfriend for 6 months and then go on and do something. Like, fuck, whatever. These girls like that.
Stacey Keibler was dancing with the stars.
But it doesn't matter. It's like the same thing. Stacey Keibler and Tori Wilson, these ones, they can make money just by showing up at bars and getting paid $30,000 for when a bar premieres in a hot place to draw in a crowd, and she'll be able to do shit like that.
Yeah. The midgets will go to Lucha Underground before,
probably,
right?
Yeah.
For a while, and then, I mean, I'm not saying that they're dead in the water right away, but it's, we talk about, you know, 5 years from now, you know. You know what I mean? Like,
Five years from now, you know, most of them should have been retired anyways.
Well, that's because they're in their mid-30s.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, I mean, EC3 got the deal because of TNA, really. Getting that EC3 character helped him. That's the one thing that TNA has probably done right.
Yeah.
You know, but...
And he's arguably their best homemade guy in the last several years.
Yeah.
Because he is homemade because nobody remembers him. From his time in
well, you, yeah, exactly. You call him homemade the same way Stone Cold Steve Austin is homemade, and Mankind is homemade, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's
like, you know, but I just look at these. Like, none of these things are gonna bump business. As you're bringing in these new talents, you get rid of the old, and that's really what this is a bit of a face wash. Just again, it's all happened at the same time, and you know, no one's really crying over anybody, right?
No, it's amazing. Like, it is amazing how many people are happy when they get out of WWE now. Like, I don't think so.
I don't think it's amazing how many people are unhappy when they get out of the WWE now, because I think it's been that way for what, 10 years?
Probably not 10, but probably last 5.
Yeah, well, I would probably see maybe more than that even.
Yeah,
maybe not 10, but you know, 08. 09, you know, like Rob Van Dam was ecstatic to leave.
Yeah.
You know, Paul Heyman was ecstatic to leave.
Yeah.
You know, cause you gotta remember that ECW and NXT was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. So, I mean, there were lots of guys then that were just, ecstatic to be able to, I think even whatchamacallit, all those ECW originals couldn't wait to go.
That's true. Right.
CM Punk couldn't wait to go.
CM Punk, yeah, well, that's what the last
five
years.
JTG? You know?
I think JTG was actually fairly happy getting paid being at home. But most of them are happy. Most of them are happier to leave.
Yeah. But no, I look at it. I guess we've got, listen, they're all coming in with NXT, and you're going to have, what is it, in the next month is when that global cruiserweight tournament.
ACH will be there. Hmm? Or not AC.
Cedric Alexander. Yeah, Cedric Alexander.
I always get those two. Obviously, they have a similar look and style, and similar age, similar size, all that type of stuff. Similar
both
weight.
Very athletic.
Yeah, it's a similar style, like I say.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I kind of, like, it was always kind of like, the many people were putting over, always put over Cedric Alexander, even though ACH, I kind of had a bigger push in the company.
Yeah.
And I always thought ACH is the more talented of them, but Cedric Alexander's the one that has always gotten a little bit, like, people like Kevin Owens, when he was on his way out the door in his final speech, called him the future of wrestling, like, in ROH. And
yeah.
Whatever, I guess not in ROH, but
no.
But guys like that are the ones that endorse him. So it'll be really interesting to see how he does in a WWE. ACH is also a little bit sleeker, whereas Cedric Alexander carries a little more. He's stockier, so you know, and that could work against him. But yeah,
but I look at, I mean, he's got you know, he's got a decent look, and yeah, it's. It's good. I mean, I'm glad
that I'm glad.
I'm glad he's
going to be in Evolve. He's going to be in NXT, and he'll be just fine.
Yes, exactly. So that's going to be a good deal. I mean, you've got now with NXT as well, you're going to have, I guess, there was a big brawl, I guess, at the Portland show between Joe and...
I mean, that's it. June 8th. That's why the timing of all this is kind of interesting to me, that next week is going to be Extreme Rules, and I don't think you'll see Finn Balor yet.
No.
But after June 8th, when he loses clean to Joe there, then I think you'll see him brought up. I think that will be his last match. And after he puts over Joe for the title on a takeover event. So it's kind of like timing-wise, does that work for him coming up? Or should he be here for this Extreme Rules or right after? Like, but again, we talk about them finding a way to continue Styles versus Reigns for another month, and then you can shift Styles to him and Balor, and that type of thing.
The thing you remember is, like, Kevin Owens did both, right?
Yeah, that was a unique situation.
Though. Well, sure, but I mean, it happened.
Yeah,
it's, you know, I don't think when did Bo Dallas was still.
Sami Zayn wrestled Nakamura in NXT after he'd already redebuted in Raw, but. I don't know. We'll see.
You can do both is the point.
Yeah, but it's different. I think if you... Well...
It's not really, because if you do tapings for 4 weeks or whatever, you know, because they still have to do one more set of tapings leading up to the pay-per-view, don't they? To the
NXT
takeover? Do they?
I'm not sure.
Well, I guess maybe not. It's only 3 weeks to go, so yeah, probably not.
Yeah.
So that's all done. So they can, outside of one match where you put Joe over... He can show up on WWF television, that's fine. Right?
WWE.
Who?
What?
Hmm.
Get the F out.
What? Fucking sucks. Right. But, no,
what
I
else?
Just,
What else you got?
We have to get a health update on you.
Huh?
You were super kicked at the end of, the ROH pay-per-view.
Didn't fuck yourself.
So,
I'm fine.
You're fine?
Yeah. I'll be back at refereeing the main events for you soon.
Okay. You sure? How do you feel about the Young Bucks now? They were one of your favorites.
You know, I feel for just fine.
How was that show? You watched it. Firsthand.
Yeah. The ROH, what was it? Worlds Collide or War of the Worlds or...
Mo Super Kicked.
That's on your nose?
That's on my nose.
Okay, you. No, it was... You know what? It's like 23 minutes of wrestling a 60-hour show. Is great.
A 60-hour show?
A 60-minute show is great, and that's probably why ROH is my favorite weekly show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 1 hour, lots of wrestling.
Weekly episodic?
Yeah. But this pay-per-view is 3 hours, and it's probably like 2 hours and 20 minutes of wrestling, if not more.
Right.
And it's like, you know what? It's just too much wrestling in a row, match after match, after match.
Yeah.
You actually need something to break it up. I think that would have helped it a lot. I think the pacing would have helped it a lot. But it was a good show. Not great. They mic'd the crowd apparently really badly. It didn't feel very hot. Like a hot product. And that was apparently because they mic'd the crowd poorly that night. But I mean, the wrestling, it was good wrestling, but it didn't feel, it lacked energy. And like I say, probably the pacing is a little
high energy.
So it was a good show, like a 7 out of 10, but not a great show.
Okay, so I didn't miss much.
No.
And then they had the Bullet Club.
Yeah, Adam Cole being joining the Bullet Club, and Adam, the Hangman, Adam Page as well. Adam Cole will be great there. Adam Cole, but the Bullet Club is, I mean, the Bullet Club, it is much the same as what we saw with the NWO when it was like, they're starting to add new members, just trying to hang on to something that's run its course.
Yeah.
That's that feeling.
See, I thought when it was like, okay, you had Devitt and then AJ come in, right?
That was fine.
But now it's like they've been kind of without, then they had Kenny Omega.
Well, one of the things is Devitt went from going from Devitt to Styles, you went to a bigger star.
Well, you went to a bigger star, but you also, like, there was no,
it was seamless.
Yeah, it's seamless, exactly.
Yeah.
Kenny Omega, not so much.
No, and Omega's been great, but they would be better off for a new group being the Elite.
Yes.
And dropping the Bullet Club thing. But Cole, as far as in Japan and in ROH, I mean, the next title match is Jay Briscoe versus, and we'll see how long Briscoe is now for.
Yeah.
Apparently, you know, there's rumors about that, but some saying that he's going to resign or has resigned, some saying he's going to leave and go WWE, but either way, Jay Lethal versus Jay Briscoe is the next match at their pay-per-view, which is interesting, but it's obviously they got to put the belt back on Cole. That company would be much better off when they put that belt back on Cole. It's been that way for a couple of years, as good as Lethal has been.
Yeah.
It was taken off of him when the company was hot underneath him.
Yeah.
And it's never gone back on him, and that's like 3 years ago now.
It has been 2 years, time, yeah.
Like, whatever. It's been a while. It's been quite a long time. So, but I think he's going to do really, really well as the leader of whatever group he's in, or semi-leader, along with Omega and both ROH and Japan. I think he's going
to
do well.
Adam Page, to me, screamed, oh, here's Virgil. No, here's... Actually, it's going to be, here's Bryan Adams. Here's Crush coming in.
Yeah.
That's what that... I was like, Adam Page, I was like, fuck off.
He's good, but he's still improving, and he's getting better, but he's not... You can't just... I don't think he's ready for the role they're putting him in.
Exactly. To me, it's like, well, the role is the jobber. And so it's like, that doesn't... he's not going to be helped by being wearing a Bullet Club shirt as much as, again, you thought by throwing on an NWO shirt that all of a sudden, you know, we could give some credibility to Scott Norton.
Yeah, exactly. You know, he's the exact guy I was thinking.
That's not going to
help.
It just
didn't work, yeah.
And it's just so... Even though in when you tell the guy that, it's like, oh shit, my pay's gonna go. No. So that's really, that's all that we got to say about that.
Yeah.
Did you hear what was found in Prince's vault?
Oh, what?
A Morris Day voiced documentary on Coco Beware.
Get the fuck out of here.
Seriously.
Wow, Morris Day from Morris Day and the
yeah.
And the, what is it called again? The
musician.
Yeah. And the time?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. The motherfucking time.
Yeah, that's right.
That's so right. Yes, on Coco Beware.
Wow.
I know.
Who did that? Why is that in there? Well, that's so random.
I need to see it.
Oh, fuck, I hope something happens with it.
Yeah, I know.
That's crazy.
That's tremendous.
That's crazy.
Yes. It is going to be awesome. Oh, we didn't mention for NXT, they have this new thing. WWF has this thing, Facebook Live, that they're trying to drive some revenue from.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah, and anyway, they're going to do an announcement on Tuesday. Regal's going to do an announcement for the whatever the stip is for Balor and Joe. Which
loser lose town?
Lumberjack. I think they did a big pull apart brawl.
That's true.
You do a lumberjack.
I don't know. Actually, it's in Portland. There's a good chance that it was a house show. There's a good chance it was taped. So that's possible.
It was taped. There's video already online. Okay. So, but yeah. So this is either going to do an angle based off of that. Still waiting for NXT to come to Calgary, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, keep waiting.
Yeah,
well, keep waiting.
Not going to wait long. I don't think so. Next year.
We'll see.
Next year. They're touring all over the fucking states.
Canadian dollar sucks.
Yeah, for us.
Yeah. Okay.
But I'm trying to think, is there anything we need to play the game.
Which game?
I got a $100.
Okay.
WWE.
I had a great.
Oh yeah, someone sent in a question. So let's do your question while I look this shit up.
Okay. Well, this came from Balin, who had asked us, and I thought this was an interesting question. You can always send your questions to Addy, ADDIE at WeTalkWrestling.com. That's Addy, A-D-D-I-E, at WeTalkWrestling.com, or put them on our Twitter.
Yeah, maybe that's
which is probably the most common place that people would do that, and that is at WeTalkWrestling.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, burp.
Burp, you say?
Balin had asked me.
Oh, Balin.
Well, he had asked us. Ooh. Though I was the only one to check it.
Yeah. Yeah. You better check it before you wreck it.
But Balin had asked us, he wanted to know the major WWE events. WrestleMania, Survivor Series, the classic events, SummerSlam, and Royal Rumble. He wanted us to tell us which was his favorite of each of those.
Which was his favorite?
Or which is our favorite.
Sorry. Oh.
Which is our favorite of each of those. So what's your favorite ever Survivor Series?
My favorite Survivor Series. Well, Montreal? No. I'm trying to think of my favorite Survivor Series of all time. I'd have to go back and check. I liked, you know, probably, it would probably be the first one, to be
honest. Yeah, I think for me it's either the first or second.
Yeah, because they were all Survivor Series matches.
Yeah.
You had your main event Survivor Series match. Yeah. You had your Intercontinental title Survivor Series match. I think you had a tag, obviously, Survivor Series match, which was, I think, one of the main reasons that one of the first two stands out most for me.
I think both tag team Survivor Series matches with, you know, five teams and 20 people in total, five teams on each side, 20 teams in total. Definitely, I thought those were really, really cool, and really, really worked. But the second one, because you had the angle with, Mr. Fuji turning on Demolition.
Yes.
To join with the Powers and Pain. Uh-huh. That's one of the all-time favorite. That might be my all-time favorite Survivor Series angle.
Oh.
You know, and then you also had the great,
Montreal.
You know what? No, but it made a lot of sense in the build. And this is probably the last time they booked it smartly in to build for something was, when you had the survivors go on to a main event.
Oh, the grand finale match of Survivor.
Yeah.
Yes.
And they only did that once. And yeah, Hogan and Warrior were the two survivors left.
Well, it was,
And Cito was the other guy in their team.
Who was the third guy? And then who was the
entire $1 million team, was it?
Or, I was going to say, the million.
Or the Power and Glory and.
Yeah, the whole team, the Visionaries.
The Visionaries, all of them got in. That's right, it was Rick Martel, Power and Glory, and...
Again, because it was great, because you had Chico on one side and Rick Martel on the other. Again, yeah. Talking about a Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens-style feud, that became a feud that would go for years.
Yeah.
That way.
So. I think Divyas got to the finals, and a few guys. There was way more guys. It was like... 3-on-8 or something like that.
But
that was last time. So, I mean, I think that one's good. But the first one, the very first match ever, match in Survivor Series history, I believe, had the babyface side. It was the Honky Tonk Man's team versus the Macho Man's team.
Yes.
And you had Ricky Steamboat, Jake Roberts,
Brutus
Beefcake, Macho Man, all on the same team.
Yes.
And it's like, think about it. That was your intercontinental guys.
Yes, that was, yeah.
Those guys are your intercontinental, and those guys is like, but you viewed them as main event guys because they're so good. And the intercontinental belt actually meant something. And the other side had like Harley Race, I believe, LaRon Bass, and, Honky Tonk. But like this first, it was great. It was so great. And this really kicked it off, like, oh, this is unique, this is different, and it was a lot of fun. So I think that'd be my favorite.
Well, you had, it was Randy Savage, Jake Roberts, Ricky Steamboat, Bruce Beefcake, and then Jim Duggan.
Yeah, Jim
Duggan. Those are the one. And then you had Honky Tonk Man.
Another legend, right?
You had Hercules, you had Ron Bass, Harley Race, and then Danny Davis, because it was, you had to put them in there. But
it was great. I mean, it's just, again... Look at that team. And that's just amazing. Duggan, mm-hmm. Roberts, Savage,
Steamboat,
and Beefcake. And legendary characters or legendary wrestlers.
Everybody except for Beefcake is in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, and he'll be in there someday.
Yeah.
So that's really just, like, to me, that stands out. Your favorite Royal Rumble?
My favorite Royal Rumble... Well, no, my favorite Royal Rumble is 92.
This is 92.
Flair wins the 92 Royal Rumble, but when you just look at, again, we talk about it, I mean, you had Roddy Piper, you know, Jake the Snake, you know, Hogan was in it, Undertaker, Randy Savage, you know, you had the Texas Tornado in there, you know, Tito Santana, Bret Hart.
Yeah.
You know, all of these guys, no, Bret Hart wasn't in it, but, you had all these guys in it.
Yeah.
And it was just, it really was the most, they talk about the most star-studded, I think it probably was, for that era.
For that era, it probably was. Yeah, it was very good. I mean, this is the best event of all of them.
You had consistency. You had Heenan on the commentary, not fair to Flair, all these things happening. You know, Flair dumping over the Boss Man, being alone in the ring, and Roddy Piper comes running down.
Yeah, and they had their feud set up. Yeah, the thing is, at the time, a guy entering number three and going that long was that we've seen it a bunch of times, but then you hadn't seen it. It was DiBiase really something. Yeah, DiBiase also lasted a long, long time.
No, he didn't.
No? Or it was the year before he lasted a long, long time.
Because it's Davey Boy.
Was it the year before he lasted a long time?
No, the year before. Yeah. But DiBiase was number two.
Yeah.
It was Davey Boy was number one. Because he had just won the coveted Samovar trophy in the Royal Albert Hall. And so they were talking about that he won the big battle royal, and he was number one. Then DiBiase, and I think, I don't know if DiBiase was still, I think DiBiase might have been out before Flair even came in.
Yeah.
Like, closed under the top rope, right?
But I mean, the time when he bought the number 30 spot.
89, yeah.
Yeah, and then in 1990 or 91, 1990, that's when the punishment was he ended up as number one or two, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
And then he ended up going 44
minutes or something, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So I mean, like consistency, like just the fact that you had the number one and number two guy go to be the 29 and 30 guy one year.
Yeah.
With, you know, Shawn Michaels and Davey Boy. You know, you had, like, like I say, it's the most consistently fun event over all those years. So, I mean, yeah, definitely, you know, huge. Yeah, it's the toughest for me. I would go 2001, actually, I think. I love 2001. That's the one with Drew Carey.
Oh, yeah.
I think that as a booked match, it was the best. I think that was the best booked top to bottom because Kane came into that with really no momentum. He had been brought in as a monster, and then after he beat the monster loses his aura, he had started to lose more.
That's
and
right.
And he was really nothing. When he came in, he got those 11 eliminations, and it built him back up. They had the Drew Carey thing, so they had your comedy spot. You had Steve Austin in there at the end winning it, and he had his spots.
Yeah.
You had a moment where all the hardcore guys managed to come in at the same time, and then it got hardcore for a moment.
Yeah, you had the Ravens.
So you had, like, all these little mini storylines, like, okay, we'll go for the first five guys, it'll be this storyline, and then we'll get rid of all of them, and then we'll build a new storyline. It'll be the hardcore storyline. And then got rid of them. Okay, and now we're going to do the comedy storyline. And it just had, like, all these little storylines, like, more than any other one. And just from that perspective, I thought it was the best, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And 97 was good, too.
Yeah.
With Steve Austin, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that didn't have the top to bottom, you're not talking
about. But Austin was a star. And but that was just a star-making performance. And he already was a star, but he was so great there.
Well, yeah. And you didn't have the, call it the depth that you would have in earlier and later, but it was just the finish, I guess. You talk about unique finishes.
The finish and the Jerry Lawler, it takes a king.
Yes.
To be a king.
Spot. I know a king.
One of the great spots. Your favorite SummerSlam?
What's going to happen at the SummerSlam? SummerSlam, I'm just trying to think of again, there's been ones where it's like, that was a great SummerSlam match, that was a great SummerSlam match, that was a great SummerSlam match. But in terms of a card in its entirety, it's difficult.
Yeah. It was not at WTW until Addy passes gas.
Yes. But I'm trying to think
of... We gotta stop eating before we record.
Why? It's what we eat, I think. Salad. But I think...
Roughage.
I don't know, like, I'm trying to, like, Wembley was, you know, was...
Wembley had those two great matches in the great atmosphere.
And it's, but it's like, even the earlier ones, like the, you know, the Mega think, Powers and the Mega Bucks, but then like underneath, 80, you had some tag matches. Oh, like, right?
88 and 89 for the actual wrestling matches?
Yeah.
Was great. 91 for the, you know, the Bret Hart and
Mr. Perfect.
Yeah.
But it also had, but then 91 also had the shit on top, right?
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, for me, it is 1998. Because the I think you had, games. Highway to Hell. Because you had a lot of great matches. I mean, Austin and Taker was terrific. The ladder match was great between Hunter and Rock. And these guys, most of these guys, they were young, they were still rising, they were hungry. And then you had guys, things like, you know, X-Pac versus D'Lo Brown. And they were young and hungry and rising.
Yeah.
Every match kind of had a stip on a storyline building into it. You had the Oddities versus Ty and Kai, which was just... Which is just...
Or Kai and Tai.
What did I say?
Tai and Kai.
Oops. Well.
You like it. Tai and Kai is what we ordered at that Korean barbecue place.
That's right. Yeah.
You had a double.
Yeah, that's up. Anyways, what was I saying? But yeah, but that match is like, sure, it's a squash, but it's different than what the main event is. Mm-hmm. So it works, because it keeps, like I talked about this ROH show, it's just a lot of wrestling. Like, this kept it going, and you had something different. So it just, you know, you had your, what was it, the hair match? That was
X-Pac and Jeff Jarrett.
That was X-Pac and Jeff Jarrett. Then who was D'Lo Brown? Was it...
Val Venus, I think, against D'Lo Brown?
No, I think Brown. Was it Val Venus? Wasn't that Edge's debut? In a tag match against Val Venus?
No, Edge's debut was as Sable's partner against Jacqueline and Mark Merrill.
So I think that was at this event, though, wasn't it?
This was at that event,
yes. Okay. But, so yeah, I think Val Venus, you're right, I think Val Venus. Just like every match was different, there was something there. For me, 1998, that'd be the height of Vince Russo's, you know, career.
Yeah.
You know, it was a short rise and a steep fall.
And a steep decline, yes. Yeah. A steepy decline. But yeah, that's, you know, the fact that, again, we talk about the best Royal Rumbles, the best Survivor Series, they're gimmick pay-per-views.
Yes.
So it's very easy to kind of remember this gimmick or that memory or those gimmicks. SummerSlam is a regular wrestling show.
Yes.
Right? And so it's very, so that's why it's hard for a whole card to stand out. Like, as I said, I can name you matches. I mean, Shawn Michaels returned.
That's why, like I say, not every match is good, but because not every match got, like, a repeat of the previous match, that's why I go 98. Yeah,
I can do that. I mean,
best Mania, then?
Well, 31.
Yeah. Yeah.
The greatest WrestleMania of all time.
The greatest WrestleMania of all time, 31.
And, for you know, there's three words for that.
Yeah.
DX versus NWO.
And also three other words. We were there.
Oh, yeah. That's true. Yeah. Well, that's why most people think it's the best. So you're trying to go with some, you know, not obvious.
That would be mine. Yeah, like, but it's not fair. If I take that one out of the mix, then it gets to be a lot more difficult, you know.
Yeah, and then I would, again, I might go 17.
17 probably is the most consistent for action up and down the card.
Yeah.
You know, like the main event, Austin and Rock was great. You had a great match between Undertaker and Hunter. You had obviously the ladder match with the three teams and the Edge, Christian, Dudleys, and Hardys. You had Benoit and Angle. Great, you know, submission match. Like, so.
The other reason it's not really fair to answer what the best WrestleMania of all time is because WrestleMania 32 is still going on. It's not finished yet here on May 15th.
Yeah.
So once that's finished, maybe we'll have a different answer.
Maybe. I don't think so.
I doubt it, though.
But yeah, 31.
Fucking long bullshit.
We were there. And it was a great show anyways. At least live, it was a great show.
Oh.
Yeah.
Live television. It's
great. 17 is very good.
You know, 4.
Well, that's it. You've watched 4 or 4 on. I don't understand your love for 4 other than the fact that you own the tape and so it's nostalgic for you. Because really,
Bobby Heenan wrestled in a dog catcher's outfit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll accept your apology now.
The Battle Royal was pretty cool with Bret Hart turning babyface. I like that. Yeah. And I like the moment with Bad News Brown.
Yes, Bad News Brown.
But the actual, and Savage winning the belts was great, but the actual wrestling that
Hogan's night, promo was great.
Okay, Hogan's promo was great.
Andre choking out Bob Uecker.
No, okay, that was great.
Demolition winning the tag team championship.
Yeah, really.
It was great.
No.
Yeah, yeah. Demolition is so much. Team champion.
There wasn't a good match all night long.
No, there really wasn't.
Not one really good wasn't. Wrestling match
there was
all
a decent,
night long.
There was some decent, I remember Don Morocco and Ted DiBiase was probably the match of the night.
At the time
and
I watched
it. Was like 5 minutes long, I think.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you had so much to fit into that 4 hours because you had this Battle Royal and you had tag teams and you had, you know, the Intercontinental, and then you had to throw onto that a tournament, a 14-man tournament. But
I would say
like,
to
it was
you,
insane
though,
to try and fit it all in.
I would say to you, though, as a fan, if you are a curious fan and you want to say the wrestling boom period of the 80s.
Yeah.
Right? For WWF.
Yeah.
Okay. Who were involved in that?
Yeah.
Watch WrestleMania 4.
Yeah,
every single person is
there. Everybody's in there.
Right? So every single person, from your Hillbilly Jims to your Ken Pateras to your, you know, Nikolai Volt, like Iron Sheik is really the only person that's not on that fucking show.
No.
Right? So it's like that's everybody, right?
Everybody's in there. Yeah.
And not Piper, I guess Piper's not on it either. But
no. They retired, yeah.
Yeah, they retired by that point.
Or just watch 3 and 4, then you'll cover it all.
Yeah. So
yeah, yes. But yeah, I mean, as far as, like, there wasn't one good wrestling match. I at the time, I liked Jake Roberts versus Rick Rude, because it went to a draw, and I hadn't really seen a draw on pay-per-view in WWE before.
That's right.
So I thought that was interesting, but when you watch it again, you're like, fuck, is this
slow? Oh, this is ever boring, yeah. That match is fucking, I flip through that match all the time, so.
So next week, he also asked us to name our worst of each of those. We'll do that next week, because this show is going to be fucking 7 hours long.
Yes, it'll be too much.
Pretty soon I'm going to have to take a Dixie.
Oh, yes, yeah. The Cruiserweight Classic.
Or that's, take a Russo, sorry. Wipe my Dixie.
Wipe your... What?
So, what was it you were going to mention?
Yeah, the Cruiserweight Classic is what it's called, not the Global Cruiserweight Tournament.
Are we going to do the gimmick where you...
Yeah. Addy got $100...
Last week, the reason we didn't do a show was because it was... this asshole over here's birthday. So I was busy celebrating his birthday with him at that party where they went drinking to, where he invited me.
Yes, that's right. That's right. That's Rick. Right. You're welcome. You know what? I didn't want to celebrate my birthday, really. I didn't give a shit. And I didn't. And then, so someone else had a surprise 50th birthday party for someone on the producer's baseball team.
Uh-huh.
So we went to that. Perfect.
She plays baseball with 50-year-olds?
Yeah.
What does she think this is? WrestleMania and Ron Hunter?
That's exactly what it is, right? So I look at it, and so we said, let's go there, because then I'll just be one of the people. Well, like, we were there, like, it was all family, except for we were the only friends, really, that were there.
Mm-hmm.
So we just ended up, like, talking to each other, and so I didn't have anything else to do, so I just started drinking. Mm-hmm. And then they had dollar Jell-O shots.
Oh.
So I don't know, I did, like, 20 of those. And so I got wasted. And so...
He came home and watched...
Wrestling.
And?
I'd already watched, because it was my birthday, so I'd already watched Brett versus Owen from WrestleMania 10. I had done that before, 10 o'clock that morning.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
And then I watched... I didn't watch the final match. I did watch some of it just because of Art Donovan. But then I watched the coronation of the King of Hearts.
Yes.
And then
it's also his birthday.
Yeah. And then I watched DX fight the NWO.
Yeah.
Because that's my new classic.
Yeah.
So I've done that for a couple of years. And then we had to go to this thing. And then I had to go to some breakfast for my birthday.
Fucking assholes.
I know.
Yeah. Thanks for inviting me, by the way.
Yeah. I didn't know it was happening until, like, the day before.
But the producer doesn't know who I am.
No. It literally was like her family, because my parents are, for my birthday, my parents got me a trip for them out of the country.
That's true, I don't like her family.
So, yeah.
So,
but.
No, you said that, right?
What?
Huh?
Okay. So let's look now at this $100 gift card I got for WWEshop.com. What am I able to purchase? And I see right here, I can buy some shot glasses.
Toon tumblers.
I must click this. No, I think it's a full-size glass. I don't know.
I believe it is, too. So these are actually kind of cool. I kind of like them.
It doesn't...
View product details. Okay, let's see what this says. Remember when you could walk into a fast food restaurant, pay a few extra cents, and get a real glass featuring your favorite comic book or cartoon character?
No.
Yeah, I do. Remember how fun it was to go back every week and see which glass would be released next?
Oh, yeah. 7-Eleven, I do.
Yeah, 7 or Pizza Hut used to
do. Yeah.
And I like how they say, pay a few cents extra and get a real glass. This could be yours for $9.99. That is more than a few cents extra. That is an entire month of the WWE Network.
What gets me is it's ages 13 and up. Because you wouldn't want to give a glass to a 12-year-old.
If you give this glass featuring Kalisto to a 12-year-old... Well, I have to tell you another... Speaking of Kalisto, producer.
Yeah.
So she's a grade school teacher.
That she is.
Grade 3 teacher.
Yeah.
And so some of her kids...
Which explains her attraction to you.
Her kids... Her kids, some of the school kids there.
Like,
The children. They like the professional wrestling.
Oh, good.
And so...
smart kids.
So she's got the lanyard there of WrestleMania 31. They're aware that she went to WrestleMania and is aware of some things. And so I don't remember how this happened or how the conversation comes, but every now and again she talks about professional wrestling with the children. And
with the children?
She was explaining to them that Kalisto was her favorite wrestler.
Oh.
And so she went to write it on the board. You know, like everyone else. You know, C-I-S-T-I-L-O. And one of the kids says, "That's not how you spell Kalisto." And she's like, "Shut up, kid. Yes, it is." She's like, they're like, "No, teacher. It's with a K." And she's like, "No, it's not." So she Googled it.
Yes.
To find out that the 8-year-old child was indeed correct.
Yes.
And that she does not know how to spell the name of her favorite wrestler.
Hmm.
Not going to lie, I think she felt probably a little good about that.
Okay.
But that's her.
Thanks for taking your time to explain
all
that.
That's her Kalisto story.
That's the WTW Kalisto story
of the week. All right. Here's some t-shirts that are available now.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of shit ones here.
The Paige one. That's actually kind of cool. But it's Paige. Actually, I like the Kevin Owens, Rob Schamberg shirt.
Yeah, and Rob Schamberger, and then there's another Rob Schamberger Nakamura one.
And then you can
one.
Get that classic Sami Zayn Let's Go vintage t-shirt.
Yes.
That's not bad. Samoa Joe SoCal t-shirt. You already have that, basically.
Well, I have his one that he actually wears. This is a new one.
Yeah. Cesaro section, you don't want that.
No.
Triple H All Hope Is Gone shirt, so.
Yeah. At least he knows it.
Yeah.
What is this WrestleMania shirt?
WrestleMania? I don't know. It's kind of stupid.
It looks like bullshit to me.
Yeah. No, it looks... It's like...
The wrestlers are all cows.
They're all cows, so they're being rustled up.
Yeah. Who the fuck would buy that?
Mm-hmm. Your brother.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever seen.
So there's a good...
Really? That is the stupidest wrestling shirt I've ever seen.
I know. So, like I say, your brother. See, the Revival's shirt is great. Too bad it's the Revival.
I know. Strong Style has arrived. That could be good.
That's not bad.
The Fabulous Freebird shirt.
Okay, fucking yes.
Let's look at this.
Yes. Yes. I'm a Freebird. What's your excuse? Is that what it says on the back? What does it say on the back? Or is it the lyrics of the song?
No, it just has their list. Their tag team champions, champions.
It should have lyrics to their song.
Yeah.
Still pretty fucking great, though.
No, it does. And it's got the Hall of Fame moniker there. So you could have bought this at Access, right? Like we did when you saw like a Wonder Blade shirt and stuff over there.
Yeah. But these are the ones people buy.
Shane McMahon, no.
Is Shane with Trust, fuck no.
Wyatt, no. More fucking WrestleMania 32 shit.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that.
There's your Jacqueline Hall of Fame shirt. Boss Man Hall of Fame shirt.
I already own that one. In fact, am I wearing that one right now? I am.
Oh, nice. You are.
Yes, I am.
It's pretty much the same shirt.
Yes, it
pretty
is. Pretty close. Pretty damn close.
Stan Hall of Fame, of course. Stan Hansen. The Stan Hansen's actually kind of cool.
Yeah, that
was. That's not bad.
Dallas
Cowboys.
Cowboys,
of course. Of course.
What?
They were in Dallas Stadium.
It's fucking retarded.
I know.
All this horse shit.
You can probably get Ryback shirts really cheap.
Yes, you can. Oh, Bootios.
Bootios? $35?
It comes
with a shirt.
And a box.
That's not bad.
That's hilarious.
Yes.
All the shirts are like $25, except for because it comes in a Bootios box, it's an extra $10.
But you get the box. And I bet you they're selling a shitload.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. There's a Charlotte shirt, Becky Lynch, Shane O'Mac. This is Naomi Feel the Glow. Fuck, they'll make anything.
The WrestleMania 32 license plate one is simple and it's pretty good.
Yeah.
All
this shit is like, it's like WrestleMania.
It's like what's left over from WrestleMania.
Dallas 316.
Yeah. Yeah, it's basically what's left over from WrestleMania. Which would have been great if you were there, which you weren't.
Well, if you were there, you would have already bought it.
Yeah, well, you would have.
Yeah, that's true. There's a new Balor Club shirt.
Wait. The Brock Lesnar Longhorn Suplex shirt. Right there. Him giving a suplex to a fucking
Longhorn sheep.
Or to a Longhorn sheep, you're right.
Or a bull. No, a Brahma bull.
Yeah, it's a Brahma. That is fucking tremendous.
And you know what that
is? It's still a WrestleMania 32 shirt, but it is tremendous.
But that is actually a picture.
Yeah.
Like, that happened.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Holy shit, that's actually... Yeah, that, if I was there...
You could also get that picture from Paul Heyman, who's being known to toss the bull.
If I was there, I would have bought that
shirt. You would have fucking bought that.
That shirt I would have purchased.
You would have fucking bought it.
I would have fucking bought it.
You would have fucking bought that.
Let's see here. Let's keep going on this horse shit now. So far, the grand
it's
total...
Like, what keeps you from buying is the fact you weren't there.
But the grand total of money that I spent is zero so far.
That's true.
So let's just keep going here. There's a new Balor Club shirt. I have a Balor Club shirt, so I don't really know.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
Brett the Hitman Hart. Brutus the Barber Beefcake Cuts My Hair shirt.
Okay, that's...
That has potential.
But what to right, to its right, look at that one.
Yokozuna, I Got Bonsai Dropped shirt.
Yeah.
That is fantastic.
Yeah, not bad.
That's fantastic. New Day Rocks.
That's kind of lame.
Blah, blah, blah. Finn Balor shirt.
Yeah.
AJ Styles.
Yeah.
Becky Lynch. Oh, shit.
A lot of shirts about American Pride. What is American Pride shirts? $47. Finn Balor. Irish Pie. Pride.
Oh!
Macho Man Randy Savage vintage jacket. You don't quite have enough on that, but...
I would...
But considering you'd only be having to spend $50 for that wicked jacket...
When I watched... Did I tell you this?
You could put that up next to my authentic ring-worn gear.
I watched... Savage. I was watching Saturday Night Live a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And what's the guy's name? Pete Davidson was wearing this.
Who's Pete Davidson?
He's one of the cast members of Saturday Night Live.
He was wearing that?
And he was wearing this, yes.
That's pretty great.
On the... when they do that whole thing at the end, let's see they the say front goodbye, part. And it's the whole...
That is pretty great. Yeah. I mean, I don't know where you'd actually wear it, but it's pretty great.
Everywhere.
It's probably true. That is pretty great, I have to admit.
And they have the Ultimate Warrior version as well.
Okay. So the Randy Savage one is pretty great.
No, but if you ever, okay, wanted to hook up a device where black goo comes out of you, right, you would have to wear that shirt. I would only buy that coat if the hoses came with it.
That's true.
Because that is the exact shirt.
The exact jacket?
The exact jacket. That
I hate to tell you this. Unfortunately, I've had black goo come out of me before.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Was it evil goo?
Didn't smell nice.
That goo. That evil goo.
You goo.
Well, there is Austin Aries.
Yeah, Austin Aries, AJ. I would have actually expected more AJ stuff.
Well, so far, I mean, who knows? We had to get more Hunter stuff in first.
Fuck yeah. Social Outcast shirt. Oh, remember when Chris Jericho wore that?
All right, so let's go here.
The AJ one is very simple. But,
Now,
is your middle name, does it start with a J?
No.
Oh, can you legally change it?
Maybe. add to wish list. There we go.
You're going to add it. You're thinking about that one. What?
Now let's be the log in. This is too much work.
That has got to be too much work. Yeah, I think we're done. But you're not buying the...
Well, let's just go here for a sec.
I think what you should do is choose it by superstar. That would be more interesting.
Superstar.
Yeah, choose it by superstar.
Okay, let's go to AJ Styles.
Because he's actually one of the people that they have right at the front, which is interesting.
Yes.
Like one of the first people you can click.
See,
you get his gloves. They're pretty cool. I would fucking get those gloves. They're pretty cool.
You get the hoodie that he wears now.
Yeah.
The hat that he wears.
Yeah.
See, that's good with AJ. And that's it.
It's really simple stuff, but it's all shit he wears. And you actually could see him wearing.
Yeah. Let's go to alumni.
Oh, okay. I would have thought you would have done Kevin Owens. You already have Kevin Owens shit.
Yeah, I have a Kevin Owens shirt. I think it's the best one.
Yeah. There's Bob Backlund.
Bob Backlund book. Friend of the show, Bob Backlund.
Friend of the show?
Yeah, remember? We walked by him going to Access?
Oh, no.
Remember that?
No.
He's like one of the first people we saw.
I don't remember.
We're like, hey, there's Bob Backlund.
Oh, yeah.
He walked right by us.
Yeah.
Friend of the show.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. There's some vintage shirts.
Bret Hart, the Excellence of Execution shirt in red. That's just strange.
I know, right?
Isn't it?
Some Randy Savage. William Regal, Made in England.
Made in England.
I like how this is a Steve Austin vintage shirt that he never had.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Steve Austin would prefer you to buy his shirts from Pro Wrestling Tees.
Yes.
Yeah.
Here is Yokozuna.
That's another. I like the other one more.
I do too, because he's too skinny now.
Yeah.
Diesel. Vader.
Vader shirt is pretty cool.
Yeah.
I kind of like that one.
Stone Cold Steve Austin podcast shirt.
What? Where's the Mick Foley podcast shirt? Here's the you heard about this, right?
What?
Mick Foley's doing the podcast with Shane McMahon?
Oh, yes. Because Steve Austin will never wrestle again.
What? No, I thought it's because he had conflicting whatever.
No. He hurt himself.
Oh, did he?
At WrestleMania.
Oh, that's right. He did. He's just doing that.
Fucking the stunner.
Giving the stunner, he hurt himself.
Yes.
He's not having
a match. He has never met WrestleMania again. Right.
Yeah, he's hurt. But what I love is, so now this is being taped for the network. And it's an interview with Shane McMahon. And doing an interview does not automatically make it a podcast.
No, exactly.
You idiots. It's not a podcast. It's an interview with Shane McMahon. A podcast would mean it's like on fucking iTunes and Stitcher, like we are. We're available on iTunes,
Stitcher.
On our website, wetalkwrestling.com.
Show me.
Facebook.com/wetalkwrestling.
Yes.
You know, things like
all
that.
All those places.
You can subscribe to it. We've been doing it for years. It's an audio that you can download and take with you. That's what a podcast is. This, unless it's going up in Steve Austin's podcast in its place, it's not a podcast. It's a fucking interview. But Vince McMahon thinks interviews are what podcasts are called now.
He doesn't
understand that you could do a podcast just two people talking like us, because he doesn't know what they fucking are, because he's Vince fucking McMahon. He's out of touch.
What are you talking about, pal?
It's stupid.
Yeah. Cocksucking fucking motherfucking stupid is what it is. Oh, look at this. An Ultimate Warrior statue.
$200. Do not buy that.
Here's your Roddy Piper.
A Life Live Forever hardcore book. Do not buy that.
No, false advertising.
Oh, there's your Roddy Piper official tribute commemorative magazine.
Yeah, for $9.99.
Yeah.
And there's
the Sting mug is actually cool.
Right there,
the Sting mug.
What about the mug? Andre Bubblehead thing?
Oh, yeah, you can get him and Piper's Bubblehead, and then skip the one with the Warrior.
Yeah.
Yeah, Austin's mug.
There's a classy Freddie Blassie t-shirt.
Oh, well, that's not bad. Sting gloves. Steve Austin podcast helmet. What are you going to get?
That's a Four Horsemen shirt, by the way.
Oh, is it? Oh, yes. Okay, I
thought it was a New Day show. Yeah, that's a pretty cool shirt.
Actually, I like that. The bright orange.
The bright orange Savage. Three Stars Macho Man Trunks
type stuff.
Shirt. That's actually cool.
I like that.
I'd add it to my wish list, but then I'd have to log in.
So we know that hasn't happened. Fuck, there is so much. Like, the amount of stuff they have for Warrior compared to, say, Bret Hart.
Yeah.
Or, say...
Roddy Piper.
Roddy Piper. Or, say...
Randy Savage. Well, Randy Savage, I got some stuff.
Sting probably has the second most behind. But Randy Savage has some, but...
Yeah.
I was going to say, compared to, like, a Tito Santana.
What?
Or a, you know, like, somebody who's, like, a legendary, even a Christian or Edge or something. Like, it's unbelievable.
Some JR's barbecue sauce you can buy there.
Yes, you can.
Ultimate Warrior sweatshirt. Okay, that looks just like a black sweatshirt to me.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's the one he was. It's what he wears at night.
Yes.
He wants to blend in.
All right, more Warrior
more
stuff.
More Warrior stuff. Holy fuck. Oh, imagine. They have more stuff for the Warrior.
A Shawn Michaels shirt that I bought my sister when we went to WrestleMania.
That's right, that's right. Should she wear it?
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Various different color Randy Savage shirts, which is stupid because it has to be purple and purple only.
No, the orange. I think I saw him in orange.
Maybe.
Purple, yeah. One. Purple is the classic.
Edge and Christian.
There's finally an Edge and Christian one. It's a pretty good shirt.
Some white shirts. Some white. And that's it.
That's it.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, I think we got to wrap this show up. How long is this thing now?
About 12 inches. It's 1 hour, 55 minutes.
Nobody wants to listen to a 2-hour podcast.
What? Okay, so let's end this at 1 hour, 59 minutes.
Okay.
Okay, so if I continue to look... No. Well, let's see what's on sale.
Oh, okay. Real quick, let's see what's on sale. This will be funny. Let's see what they're trying to...
What's... WrestleMania shirt. Well, go figure.
So you can get it for full price or pay half price and still not want it. Oh, you know what? The Hanson shirt, though.
Huh? Well, all of these...
All the Hall of Fame
shirts. Hall of Fame shirts.
Oh, yeah.
Well, all the Mania stuff is on sale.
Basically everything for Mania.
Yeah. So let's just keep... let's skip past all this Mania shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Holy shit. Oh, Trombone, the Francesca shirt is
on sale. Yeah, that... I've never seen anybody wear that.
No.
No. And I won't ever see anybody wear that.
Oh, Lone Star. I thought that was an American Alpha shirt, but it's a Lone Star. That Balor Club toque we're going to buy.
No, I
know. You're going to get a Finn Balor
different one. I have a different one.
That's
I did buy
right.
It.
That's right.
Yeah.
Sheamus 515.
Yeah. Well, that was stupid. Who are the gloves? Those gloves. Ryback replica gloves. Do you remember Ryback wearing gloves?
I do not.
Me either.
Well, does he have MMA gloves, though? Maybe that's what it is?
Don't think so.
No? Well, because he wants to be like CM Punk.
That's true. That's true. I look forward to their match in the UFC. It'll be fantastic.
Ryback wake up alarm clock.
Mm. That one's both on sale and ironic.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Do you own that?
No.
Oh. I just assume that every time you come up because it's feeding time.
Oh.
Wake up.
Fuck yourself.
Cancer shirts are on sale.
Yeah. Fuck cancer.
Yeah. Mm. It's not Ryback beanie hat, Ryback hoodie.
But a lot of Finn stuff.
Yeah.
A lot of Finn stuff on sale. A lot of John Cena, but that's because they make so much. Stardust. Stardust gloves and replica mask. That mask is like the type that you used to wear, like, you know, the one that has like the tiny little string that would break?
Yeah.
You know, like you'd be wearing the Superman mask or whatever?
Yeah.
And then it would break, and then you would tie it yourself tighter.
Yeah.
And then it would break again, then you tie it yourself tighter, and you, to the point where you was stuck on so tight and you couldn't breathe. You thought you were going to die?
You can buy a Ryback removable deckle for $2.99. You can buy a... They have a blue pants shirt.
Yes, they have a blue pants shirt. Yes.
First, it was $24.99 originally when it came out. Now it is $6.99.
Yeah.
Wow.
They still won't sell any.
Team Bella is $7.99.
Yeah.
A lot of Bad News Barrett stuff. Only
it would make sense.
$14.99, though.
King of Bad News.
Jimmy Hart shirt.
There's Freddie Blassie shirt.
For $9.99. I will buy it for $9.99.
Fuck yeah.
Primetime Players? No, I would buy it if it was Primetime Wrestling. I would buy it.
And it is the same logo.
Yeah.
There's that Fight Owens Fight shirt. Is that the one you have?
No, I have like the KO. Yeah, I have the NXT KO.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
There's the Randy Savage's on sale. Holy shit.
Oh, wow. That's
for $8.99.
$8.99.
I will buy that.
There's enough shit I would buy just from here. Why would you ever go anywhere else? There's the Flintstones and WWE Blu-ray. No, don't do it.
There's a Bad News Barrett car magnet.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
There's a cocksucking motherfuck shirt for $4.99.
Yeah, yeah.
Ryback arm bag. What is this? Dolph Ziggler.
Dolph Ziggler.
Hustle and loyalty respect shirt.
Women's shirt, though. Yeah. Only the women's shirt.
It's true.
Man, they're all sold out. Total Divas, Born to be Diva.
There's a nice Bad News Bear baby onesie that says, I'm afraid I've got some.
Bad news. Stunt doubles.
Damien Mizdow, $5.99. Mizdow.
So all the people that got released should be... We should keep doing this long enough where we're going to something orange level. Is that the John Cena shirt you got?
Where?
No, that's not.
No, I don't even know what the fuck these... It says won't be stunning. I don't even know
this. Yeah, no.
I've never seen this.
It was probably going to be for a little while somewhere.
And it never did it.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Believe!
Oh, wow, yeah. Wow. NWO. Stupid shit. Oh, Rusev.
The Sting Stung Zombie t-shirt is stupid.
Yes.
Sting is a zombie.
Yes.
Well, that doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
Lucha Dragons shirt for $8.99.
I kind of like that one. Look, bright. I kind of like it.
Ultimate Warrior.
Oh, some Ultimate Warrior stuff.
See, it's his Cena training logo.
Yeah, it's like it's almost like this. It's like they were going to come out with a Cena training brand, and then bought Tap Out.
Yeah.
And all this shit ends up here.
There's your Jack Swagger We the People shirt.
That's a fucking great shirt.
$9.99.
That's...
Yeah.
I like the blue one actually better, but I like... That wasn't bad. There's a Destruction shirt. It was cool, too.
Uso one. There's another bad news shirt. Here's your Exotic Express shirt for $6.99.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's ironic. It's the Exotic Express for $6.99. Get $6.99.
Oh, I get it.
Oh, whose shirt is that?
It's just that. Which, Big E?
Oh, it's
Langston. That's what it says.
That's Langston's shirt?
Langston. Oh, there's an El Torito replica mask.
Oh, it's half. It's two-thirds price. It's
still $30.
So it's $30 fucking dollars still.
There's a signed photo of Ryback for $10.
Well, that's it. But Edge and Christian shirt.
Yeah.
Buy it.
Yeah, that was good. All right.
All right, there's enough. The Miz Hater's Gonna Hate shirt.
Fuck off. So, we've already given all the plugs. WeTalkWrestling.com is the main one there. And at WeTalkWrestling on Twitter. But there's all other places to find us on Facebook and Twitter and iTunes and TuneIn Radio app.
Yeah.
So that's going to do it.
We're also on Google, Google Music Podcast.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What's that?
It's like iTunes, but for Google.
Oh, Google Tunes. We're on GoogTunes.
If you're a Google Music user, we're available there now.
If you're a Google Music user,
we're among the very first podcasts in the world to be on there.
First off,
legit.
If you're a Google Music user, seek help.
I am. Fuck off. I like it.
Really?
Got everything. They got us.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Keep using it, but only for us. Don't look at anything else. It sucks.
No, it doesn't.
It does.
I was listening the other day. I was listening to Rodriguez on there. Man, that was good shit.
Ricardo Rodriguez?
Searching for Sugar Man.
I bet you were. As I said, seek help.
All right, let's go OUT. Come on.
All right. So that's going to do it. In the meantime, and in between time, that's it. Another edition of We Talk Wrestling. Good night, folks.
Hey.
Off air?
Yeah.
Okay.
Prick.
You knew that when you married me.